And we're recording. And we're connected to the butt. I like how it updates the song once I log in. That's pretty neat. And everything on my end looks good. Kev, how about an intro?
Go for it.
Oh.
Oh. Ready, buddy? Ah, eek.
Whoa.
Sound like crickets there for a minute.
I had to tighten up the old Stansky.
Tighten your nuts.
Tighten your nuts. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Shining Wizards podcast. We dive into Raw, talk AEW, and Anthony Bowens, the five-tool player, joins us live in studio in the second hour. Hey, donkeys, it's the Shining Wizards.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live on Rant-EM Radio and available on all podcast platforms and at ShiningWizards.com. Find us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Our merchandise is available at ShiningWizards.com/merch. Do your Amazon shopping with us at Amazon.ShiningWizards.com and become a patron at Patreon.com/WizardsPodcast. As always, thank you for your continued support and enjoy the show.
What's up? What's going on? How the bloody hell are ya? All the way from Melbourne, Australia to New York City, this is the J-Stick, J-X-T, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
I have a small dick.
God damn!
Our intro is very long, just like our immense penises. Welcome, everyone, to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, where it's wrestling talk! Now it is.
And my mic's on, and talk about wrestling!
Tony!
Kevin!
Two-man group while Matt futzes around with technology.
Matt's trying to make us look good.
Matt is just trying to make us look something. We're going back to the Mevo, Kev.
I like it.
I like it a lot. Too bad somebody didn't prepare it before he arrived.
Oh, boy. You're asking for a beating, aren't you?
I'm not asking for a beating. I'm just saying, you know.
You're really asking for it.
For somebody who...
Let sleeping dogs lie and just fucking let it go.
For somebody who breaks our balls every week about being prepared. Hey, buddy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
How's it going?
I wish it was working because he actually... Matt is a roving reporter right now because he actually went...
It's working hard.
He couldn't wait. He had to get up and take the microphone from the stand, and I was walking around Studio A.
Well, I'll tell you. AOP, when we were doing the show down at the Brown Bear,
104 Harrison Avenue,
I looked up the
Brown Bear.
I looked up the old the Mevo with TJ Marconi, and it looked great. And I said, "Why don't we fucking do the Mevo anymore?"
I thought we were gonna do this last week, and then
I forgot it. I was busy last week.
I know we've all been busy, bro.
Busy every week.
Try it.
All right, let's see. If this doesn't happen, then we're not doing it, and I'll just go sit over there and we'll talk.
Well,
about
speaking of doing
wrestling
things, in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by the 5 tool player, Mr. Anthony Bowens. He'll be.
What do you think his five tools are?
Punching, kicking.
No, I was thinking of, like, people's names.
Oh.
All right, fair enough.
I don't know. But
you never called anybody a tool before? Am I alone in this?
No, I do it all the time.
See? So there you go.
I just don't know if are we allowed to call people tools anymore?
Well, tool doesn't necessarily mean that.
Well, kind of it does.
Come on, what are you doing, Mevo?
No, it doesn't. Doesn't it just mean, like lame person? Like
yeah, like, but it stems from the stem.
I don't know.
If you want
stems from the stem.
I mean, I can't be any more clinical than that, I guess.
You know what stems from my stem? Monday Night Raw.
Es muy terrible.
Oh, my God.
I think you could say in Spanish.
I didn't hate
that. Oh, shut up.
In the beginning.
Shut up.
I enjoyed those weird, like, everyone comes out promos.
They're the fucking worst.
Why the fuck you
the same
lying?
Shit every fucking
Why you always lying?
Kevin's a liar.
It's funny.
Oh, my God. Stop fucking lying.
I didn't hate it, other than Vince McMahon not knowing what the heck he was talking about half the time.
Yeah, he's like, there's people on SmackDown. We'll appear on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Other than that, I like the dynamic.
Come on, dude.
Ah.
The opening tag match was three of the four people that always wrestle each other. They threw in AJ Styles.
In our text thread, I was like, AJ Styles hasn't really done, but then I wanted to go back and make sure I didn't respond before saying no. This has never happened before, but yeah, it kind of has.
It's all the same shit, dude. It's Baron Corbin, Bobby Lashley, Claymore came out, and Seth was out, Roman was out, AJ came out,
Kofi,
and Daniel. I mean,
I liked it. First time we saw Daniel Bryan since WrestleMania.
Okay, well, let me ask you this:
you guys enjoyed SmackDown then?
What is this you speak of?
SmackDown. You got Roman Reigns, you got Kofi, you got Daniel Bryan.
Guys,
Roman Reigns.
It's the wild card rule.
Yeah, dude, don't you pay attention? Vince McMahon flipped the script.
I would rather have a midget punch me in the fucking balls. Vince McMahon is grasping at straws because his company is fucking tanking in the ratings. Nobody's watching his shitty, awful product.
See, I thought we were going to be positive tonight. What happened?
Oh, I got other wrestling that I watched that I'm very positive about. Look. Kevin says, you know, he likes the shit at the beginning. It's the same week every week on Monday Night Raw.
It's the same.
Fucking four people come out.
It's the same week every week.
No, does that make sense?
I guess it does make sense. Yeah.
It sounds silly, but
it sounds like Vince McMahon cutting a promo.
Every fucking signing, you know, someone's going to accidentally hit each other. In the tag match with AJ and Baron Corbin and Bobby Lashley and fucking Seth Rollins, you knew someone was getting hit that wasn't supposed to get hit. It's fucking the worst.
The Shane McMahon stuff, the Sami Zayn stuff.
The Sami Zayn stuff, other than the whole backstage stuff I could have done without.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. And then, like, Shane's getting chased, and there's all these odd camera shots and whatnot. Yes, you do want microphone access, right? Yes, okay.
All right.
Check the inputs, baby. See what's going on up there. Are the levels coming in? Can you see them?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Look at that. Where are we broadcasting at? Are we on the Facebook tonight?
No.
Well, we are live anyway on rantemradio.com. We are on The Rant, as usual, your Tuesday night live delight. And
No, the sound bar is not doing anything.
Oh, boo. Is it all plugged in? Everything is nice and square?
I think they're all circles, Tony.
Hi-oh!
Can't fit a circle into a square peg. Who's square peg? She's lame.
Hi-yo.
She's a tool.
Do you remember the show Square Pegs?
Yeah, of course.
Wasn't that with Sarah Jessica Parker?
Yes.
Yes. She was even ugly as a kid.
Oofa. I don't think she was a kid then, though.
She was like 14 or 15. What movie was she in? She was in a movie
Heathers.
That around. No, there was another movie she was in about dancing. Sarah Jessica Parker. I know we have a lot of wrestling to talk about,
but this is important.
Square pegs. Here
we go.
Yeah,
but maybe she wasn't. Maybe she was a student. I don't know.
I thought she was young when that was on. God, that only had 20 episodes.
I mean, it's Square Pegs. It's Sarah Jessica Parker, for Christ.
Well, It first aired September 27th, 1982.
Oh, so she was already like 45.
Oh shit! Did you know the theme song was sung by the waitresses?
Of what establishment?
I know a boy.
Was it just like happy birthday to you, like Fridays? Where the waitresses just come out and sing happy
the
birthday?
The waitresses. It was a couple of Mexican guys in your server coming out of the kitchen going, happy, happy birthday. Except they were singing Square Pegs. I think Matt's frustrated. Oh, shit. Matt broke everything now. What are you doing, dude? What are you doing?
He's living on a prayer by the waitresses.
Sarah Jessica Parker was born 1965, so she was 18 during Square Pegs.
So she'd be 54
right now.
So she was already
legal. Yeah, quick math on you. Look at you.
Well, it's part of my going home.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yep, Sarah Jessica Parker is integral in my going home segment tonight.
Kevin.
So. That's what I'm saying.
Is your going home?
I mean, it was the Kentucky Derby this past Sunday.
I was going to say, was it about horses? You beat me to it, you bastard.
Well, you got
to
be quicker than that.
No,
you're messing with me.
In a nutshell, Raw was pretty bad. Did they have any women's segments, by the way?
Yeah, Lacey Evans, Becky Lynch.
Oh,
yeah, it was fucking awful.
Made it worse, dude. I thought that they took a week off. I guess I was wrong.
Dude, no. I loved the last week's segment between them, so I mean... I'm still on board with Lacey Evans as the best character other than in wrestling right now.
Oh,
in WWE.
Really?
I love it.
Ugh.
Not just because she's a smoke show, just like in general.
Oh,
I think
gross.
It's a perfect character.
She's gross.
I'm trying to think who she reminds me of. Like, was there ever a character where like you're so prim and proper, then you just want to fight everyone at the same time?
Moolah?
All right, maybe Moolah.
Moolah was the accent with the I do declare and the honey and all that.
Okay.
But she was tough as nails and she was ugly as shit.
I mean, I guess any nature boy, I guess you could. But Ric Flair always came across as a tough guy, though, even though he was rocking the bling and the class.
I guess. I don't know. What else? What other awfulness was on there? The main event was okay. Kofi and Daniel Bryan.
Oh, I wonder. I looked at the ratings. I know they went up. I just didn't go through an hour-by-hour segment, so I wonder how that did to close out the show.
But Matt was absolutely right. Vince was terrible. It was absolutely terrible. He's lost out there. He shouldn't be out there anymore.
I 100% agree. It's to the point where even if he was awful, you know, with whatever his ideas were, at least when he was out on camera, at least he presented himself well as a character. Now he literally looks like he's a confused old man who doesn't know what he's doing.
How old is he now? He's in his 70s, isn't he?
Easily. And it just doesn't look right.
It's bad. It's him. It's Shane running around with the stupid camera angles, like with The Miz chasing him and shit, trying to be interviewed and he's pretending to run away.
Don't you dare talk bad about The Miz.
No, I'm not talking bad about The Miz. He's in a shit program right now with Shane McMahon.
He got a big pop, though.
Oh, The Miz?
Yeah.
Of course he did, because everybody hates Shane.
I never thought that would be possible.
And it's not that they hate Shane,
but
because...
I never thought they'd hate Shane, ever.
And here's another thing. Shane and Baron Corbin are on basically doing the same gimmick now, where they have a ring announcer like tout all their achievements
like
and accolades.
The best in the world.
Comments.
He's a former.
Exactly.
Beat Kurt Angle.
Like, you have two separate... And then, oh, another one. The Usos with the stupid revival shit. Putting hot shit down their drawers, dude.
Do you notice how they're subtly referring to, I don't know which one it was, but his DUI? They're subtly referring to it, and like he stumbled into like the case in the back, and they're like, "Are you okay, man? You okay?
No, I didn't catch that.
I caught
That's
that.
A good catch,
if,
though.
If that was the one that got the DUI, it could have just been a coincidence.
All right. You're mixing up the Usos. I got to tell you a side story real quick.
Well, they're not identical twins, but they are kind of twins, right?
They look almost exactly alike.
I can't tell them apart.
Here's a great story. And so my kid, he knows the Usos. He follows.
Oh, well, why doesn't he even book him for the show? Well,
He's trying.
Okay.
Maybe I can get a liner out of him someday.
Little Us?
I'll have to work on that. So we're watching a bunch of the Marvel movies up to see Endgame, which we went to see on Sunday. And the last movie we saw was Black Panther. And in the spoiler alert, in Black Panther, some guy comes back from the past who's like, uncle was killed by the king or some nonsense. Long story short, is Michael B. Jordan. He comes and he challenges for the throne and he wins, but he's a real scumbag, right?
All right.
So he's got like these like little braids going on his head and everything, and he's talking like he's like street. He's not speaking like Wakandan with like that fake like Wakanda British kind of accent, whatever accent they have in Wakanda. My kid's going, yo, which Uso is that? I'm like, no, it's not one of the Usos. It's not one of the. And then 10 minutes later, he goes, come on, that's either Jay or Jimmy, isn't it? He goes, it looks and sounds just like one of the Usos. I'm like, no, it's not. No, seriously, he thought Michael B. Jordan in Black Panther was one of the Usos. And I couldn't convince him otherwise.
I wish I knew who Michael B. Jordan was.
He played...
He's Apollo.
Yeah, Apollo. Well...
The new Rockies?
Creed,
Adonis. Whatever. No?
Really?
Is it like you thinking you saw Abyss Sunday night at your comedy show?
Did you?
I wish I took a picture.
I wish you did too.
It looked. I'm telling you, when I say it looked exactly like him, it looked exactly like him. Like the tall, giant, long, black, curly hair. His name wasn't Chris though, because I think his real name is Chris, right?
Well, isn't his name Joseph Park? Or is that his
Chris
brother?
Something Park?
Chris Park, isn't it?
Yeah, but no, it was not. No, Abyss was not at my comedy show.
Ah, oh, that sucks, dude.
But doesn't he live? Where does he live? Do we know where Abyss resides?
Montclair.
I thought he did.
Yeah, he does.
The deepest, darkest Montclair.
He lives in Montclair. You didn't know that?
That's right. Oh.
Wait, is your mic not working?
Mic die?
Yeah, your mic died. Sorry about that.
Oh, why did you do that?
Because you're confusing me over here. We have extra microphones because we have a guest tonight, and Channel 2's dead.
Did you announce it?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
The five-tool player, remember? You were making fun of tools. Ay, ay, ay.
Ay, ay,
ay. So is that Raw? Did we cover Raw in a nutshell
over
here?
No, hold on.
Wait, you got more about Raw?
The Viking Raiders picked up a win over.
Oh, God.
Who'd they beat? Heavy Machinery?
No, they beat the fucking tag team champions.
Wait, who's the champs now?
What are you, out of your mind?
Who's the
Come on.
Oh.
Come on.
For real?
Yeah.
They're still the champs?
Yeah.
And they lost.
They lost clean. They're in a non-title match.
They're set up to lose to them. That's what it was all about.
But
the
wait a minute.
Time.
The Viking Experience, aren't they still the NXT tag champs?
That I don't know.
Are they mad?
No. Spoilers.
Oh, good job.
Fuck you.
No, but it was, I mean, come on. It was going to happen. We don't have to say how it happened, but they're just not the tag team champs anymore.
That makes me sad.
Why?
Because your boys, Hawkins and Ryder's days are numbered.
Oh, yeah, but their days have been numbered for a while now.
B-team obscurity.
God, and don't even get me started on them, the fucking B-team.
Everything's
getting
shit.
Jobbed out to Roman Reigns on SmackDown.
Hey, one of the puppets died, didn't they?
No.
I thought they killed one of the puppets on...
They didn't kill any of the Firefly Funhouse?
It's not like Game of Thrones. They don't just kill people off.
That would be awesome if he just started beheading puppets every week.
I've never seen an episode of Game of Thrones.
Do they do that? I thought they have sex with their relatives.
Doesn't someone always die off every week?
Not every week.
Are we live?
Yeah, we're live on
the
Mevo.
Is the audio coming through?
I don't know.
Well, you got to click on it and just...
Well, if I click on it, it's going to play through here.
Hold on, let me check.
Well, disconnect it. Just pull the plug out real quick so you could do it yourself. Do you hear what we're saying? I don't think it's working. It is working. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. We are live on Facebook. If you want to tune in, go on over to the Shining Wizards Facebook page.
Lars Sullivan destroyed No Way Jose's conga line.
Oh, another fucking worthless. That was the shits. And then it got even shittier when Lars Sullivan came out.
I might have to push back the Mevo.
Cares. I hate all of it.
I can't see you.
What are you, my fucking John Cena?
Yeah, you're John Cena.
Apple dude! No, you can't see me. See, even you said it. Even you went to that instead of
I went to Abadoo. God.
No, you didn't go. You didn't go Abadoo.
You said, "What are you, John Cena? You can't see me. Oh, yeah, I'm the king. Hey. Oh, I'm the king. I'm the king of invisibility. Oh, I'm the king."
Shit. God, what are you doing?
What else did we not cover from a terrible...
Ricochet beat Robert Roode.
Ugh, God.
This is what I'm talking about. The more we bring up, the more aggravated we're going to get. Cut our losses now.
Yeah, but you also watched MLW and you hated that too.
I hated everything up until the end.
You took Bobby Roode and you gave him a mustache and then he just turned into the Bobby Roode that was in NXT and now he's just a job guy.
Didn't he beat Ricochet last week and now Ricochet beat him this week?
He lost to Ricochet? He beat Ricochet?
He beat Ricochet, I think, the first, like, last week or the week before.
Wait, did somebody come out and, like, stand on the ramp and make fun of Ricochet and then he got pinned, rolled up or something?
I don't know.
Because that's usually what happens, Kev. Usually somebody comes out on the ramp like, oh, I don't know, say Shane McMahon.
We are live on the ramp. Ramp EM Radio. Hey.
Oh, boo.
Killing it. Killing it, guys.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you're crushing, all right.
Woo.
That happened. Sami Zayn hated WWE so much, and then Braun Strowman threw him in a dumpster.
Lucha House Party was more nonsense. Who did they wrestle?
The Jobs.
Like three jobbers.
Oh, great. Wonderful. Woo-hoo.
So I guess they're trying to reestablish them for some reason.
Yeah, to get squashed next week in another 3-on-2 with heavy machinery or heavy traffic or fucking Viking traffic.
Why don't you go play in some Viking traffic?
What is Viking traffic? Like a bunch of the fucking, like, the log boats coming at each other?
Well, what animals do Vikings ride? Do they ride animals?
I don't know. Let's call the riot squad, see what they say.
Look.
All right, well, the audio's coming back through. Sorry about that. We lost the recording.
We got a slow internet.
Are you kidding me? I got a gigabyte. We shouldn't have slow internet at all.
I don't know what to tell you. This tells me to stop and restart it at 360
video quality. All right, well, you guys talk. I'm just going to plug us into a wired internet so we don't lose it again over here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, that's pretty fancy. What did you think about Kofi and Daniel Bryan?
Loved it.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good.
I thought Daniel Bryan cut a couple sick promos, too. One in the opening segment and the one in the backstage one. Love Daniel Bryan as this heel. And that's another thing I never thought I'd ever see. People boo the shit out of Daniel Bryan. So he's doing a great job in his role. I wasn't expecting to see the match last night, but I guess, like Tony so politely alluded to, he's grabbing at straws to get ratings. So I had no problem with it. Loved the match.
Yeah, he's grabbing at a lot.
So the ratings came in, and this is the second lowest non-holiday number that they've done.
But they did go up, though. Which I guess is something.
Sure.
I mean, it's got to be something. They're still going up against the NBA playoffs.
Wait, the NBA playoffs are going on?
Yeah.
NHL playoffs?
Yeah, they're going on fucking ever. Both of them.
Colorado won in double overtime yesterday. Game 6? Yeah. So, it's got nuts, man.
I guess. Raw was ninth in the cable ratings last night. It's garbage. It's just hot garbage.
Did Chrisley Knows Best beat Raw in the ratings?
Like, are you excited for, like...
Nope.
Were you excited for, like, the Roman Reigns, Drew McIntyre fucking...
Oh, yes.
WrestleMania rematch?
I wasn't excited for the initial match. It's
garbage.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Remember when we talked a couple weeks ago how they were slyly sneaking in that nobody's getting automatic rematches at championships anymore?
Right.
Why did we get Kofi and Daniel Bryan?
That wasn't necessarily an automatic rematch.
Come on. Daniel Bryan's been gone for a month. His first match back, he gets another title
shot.
Yeah,
but I think the point was it's the whole I'm exercising my rematch clause. That's not what he did. Vince McMahon made the match. They didn't make the match.
Ooh, newses and notes. Can I jump into a newses and notes?
We lost the Mevo, just a heads up.
All right, then it's
so
done.
So you're not... All right.
Eat a bag of shit. Whatever.
The Mevo is 86.
You should be listening to us on the rant anyway. Or in podcast form.
But did you get my point?
No, I got your point. Now I forgot my point. Oh, yes. I think part of the reason why you're starting to see people flip-flop between Raw and SmackDown...
Because the ratings are terrible.
No.
And because Fox.
Well,
Alicia Fox.
Thanks for spoiling my news and notes, Kevin.
What? Well, you're not breaking any news.
You didn't let me talk, for Christ's sakes.
What news are you breaking? Go ahead, fake news, Tony.
Fox and who's the other one involved?
What do you mean? Saudi Arabia?
No.
Viacom!
Fox and USA Network are both pushing for the brand extension to end. I guess because they're going to have two separate shows and they want talent from both on their shows. So.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That makes total sense.
I had read that today. That's not fake news, Tony. That's
all right.
Like legit.
I mean, that's not breaking news either.
Why is that not breaking news?
Because that's been predicted for a long time, that Fox would want to have a Brock Lesnar on their show or USA would want to have Roman Reigns on their show.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, you kind of shit all over my news and then fucking buried me in shit.
Yeah, well, okay. Kevin, sure. I sure did, I guess then.
That's what Kevin does. It's his new gimmick. You didn't hear?
Yeah. Shit news Kevin.
There you go. See if it has legs.
He doesn't bring news. He just says
I bring
shit
and I bury it.
Look, if it has legs, run with it, right? Ugh. Why not?
She's got legs.
Stacey Keibler.
Next year, brother.
What's next year?
She's going in.
She's going in next year.
Oh, who gives a fuck? The fucking Hall of Fame sucks a dick. WWE sucks a dick.
Really?
They're the worst.
Really?
It's fucking recycled garbage. There's nothing interesting.
Tell us how you really feel.
What? Oh, Sami Zayn has been cutting amazing promos for the last 3 weeks.
That is true.
He's been getting heat. It's been working.
What's
the fucking purpose of Braun Strowman throwing him in a dumpster? What's the purpose? What kind of fucking truck beeps when it goes forward?
No, wait a minute.
Wasn't it a front?
Was it a front loading garbage truck?
Oh, so maybe that's why.
Oh, no, so then it did go forward.
It did go forward. It didn't back up.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
maybe because it's doing this business
yes,
from the front.
Yes, Kevin's right. Good call, Kevin.
Are you sure?
I'm not sure, but that makes sense.
When I lived at the apartment complex, it was also a front loader, and it didn't beep at all when it went forward.
Well, because let's be honest, they give more of a shit about Sami Zayn than they do about the people that were living in Parsippany, I guess.
That's hurtful.
I'm sure there's an option you can turn the beep on whenever you want.
Get your beep on. Get your beep on. Stupid. Fucking WWE sucks.
That's the name of the show.
If I didn't do this podcast, I wouldn't watch Monday Night Raw.
Hear, hear. I agree with that.
Right? And it's kind of sad to say that.
I completely agree with that. Wait, did you text us something along those lines today?
I think I texted, I hate this fucking podcast because I had to watch Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, I completely agree with you on that one.
I think I said, fuck this podcast.
Thanks again, everyone, for tuning in.
No, look, we don't just have to, we could do a fucking show and not even talk about the WWE.
Why don't we do that?
Yes.
Because what's more fun?
All right, well, I'll be completely honest. People are not tuning in to The Shining Wizards for the latest news and notes. They're tuning in for our take on it.
People aren't tuning into The Shining Wizards
at all.
That's not true.
Oh, yeah? How'd downloads do last week?
How downloads do? I don't know. You want me to check them?
Yes. How now, brown cow?
Check them. Check them right now.
Well, I just tell you this. I shut off iTunes. I shut off Chrome. I shut off a lot of stuff I was running to make sure we didn't get this screwed up.
Why we lost the Mevo. It's all your fucking fault.
Yeah, it's my fault because my MacBook is just using up so many resources. It started to suck on your Mevo. I can't even talk.
Suck my Mevo. suck my Miva. Did we cover?
Yes.
Here.
Oh God.
Did we cover that they changed the name of Backlash?
To what?
You don't know what they... Hold on.
Money in the Bank.
No, 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 no.
Wait.
No, I didn't read the new name, though.
Oh, yes. Wait a minute.
June 23rd.
It's a very familiar name.
And Backlash was always the April pay-per-view.
Isn't it a video game name, like Retribution or something?
Okay.
Is it Code Red?
Backlash was going to be on... 6/23.
Okay.
Or no, 6/16 in San Diego, but they moved it because they didn't want pay-per-view shows 1 week apart because the Saudi Arabia gimmick.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So they moved it to Tacoma,
Washington.
Ready?
Oh, no, wait.
Are you ready for this?
Dun, 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 dun.
Are you ready for Stomping Grounds?
That was it. Didn't they name something Stomping Grounds years ago? Like some
battle
action figure? I thought...
No, Bone Cruncher series, they had Stomp.
Yeah, that's the
fucking
drizzles.
Stomping Grounds. They let your kid pick these pay per view names.
Yeah, because my kid was not as creative as them, and he came up with Stomping Grounds. Really?
Yes.
Give my old kid, Stomping really. Grounds.
Give him a little
fucking
more credit.
Awful. Fucking
Stomping Grounds.
Awful.
That's actually. You know what? You're right, Matt. That's actually a really terrible name.
I don't understand why they just don't bring back the WCW pay per views, the themes.
Because Vince didn't come up with them.
Vince needs to fucking die already.
They kind of did. They brought back War Games for NXT.
Yeah, and look how well it did for NXT.
Yeah, because Vince has nothing to do with it.
You think he would look and see.
He doesn't give a
fuck. And they kind of utilize them for house shows, too, a little bit. Branding one as Starrcade.
Yeah, but wouldn't you be more excited if your December pay-per-view was Starrcade versus, what is it, fucking Extreme Rules, where every match is a gimmick match?
Not if every match is... I mean, not if we're getting the same drizzle.
We're getting the same shit either way.
Yeah.
Can they do the call-in one where you vote on the types of matches?
Taboo Tuesday?
Or whatever it was. Freaky Friday wasn't
There was Taboo Tuesday. There was another one. There
Cyber
was
Sunday.
Cyber Sunday.
That was it.
Which on AOL would have a totally different meeting.
Oof. Alrighty. Kevin's horny.
BBGs.
Oh, come on. That was a good joke.
Shout out to all the BBGs.
BBGs.
Big Beautiful Girls.
What is that?
That was a AOL thing.
I thought it was BBWs.
There's a BBW, too. Big, beautiful women.
I'd stay away from the girls if I were you.
All right, yeah, good call.
Take it easy.
Good call.
Good call?
Yeah.
Good God, y'all.
Goodness gracious.
Good
I'm not even
got a
drinking.
Family.
I just can't fucking speak.
I know.
Cock.
How you doing, though? I heard you're...
I'm okay.
You're cutting back on the sweets and the sugars?
Yeah, it's,
no Red Bulls anymore?
No sugar.
You know they make a sugar-free Red Bull.
Tastes like my fucking butthole.
Oh, my.
It's like you knew he was going to say that, Tony.
Of course I did.
It does. It's disgusting.
Nice.
I'm addicted to sugar.
You're a dick, all right?
Like every... like every other fucking person in America. And that's my only fucking... If I live off of fucking gross energy drinks.
Yeah, you were chugging them a lot for a long time, weren't you?
I still was. So I stopped that. I started doing my DDP yoga again. I strained my neck taking a shit today. I got a lot of fucking issues, man. I woke up like 3 times last night to pee because I've been drinking more water than I know what to do
How's your circulation in your legs?
My circulation seems good.
Okay.
I got ankle socks on. Maybe you should invest in some ankle socks.
I should have put some socks on.
Nah, your feet are fine.
I might creep out tonight's guest.
Yeah, the company loves feet.
The company?
Yeah. Anthony Bones.
Fucking interviewing Tony Atlas?
No. Not at all.
Wait, did I miss something last time you guys interviewed Mr. Bowens? Does he like feet?
No, I don't know. I was just being a fucking dick, man.
Kind of.
Just spitballing. Going down the rabbit hole.
Oh, great. So let's talk about Anthony's feet some more.
We're not going to talk about anyone's feet. No. You know what we're going to talk about that smells like feet? The WWE going to Saudi Arabia with fucking Goldberg again.
Goldberg.
Did you hear the match?
What? The stupid thing that was reported on the interwebs or the back and forth between him and Lashley on Twitter, which seems more...
Oh, my God. Are we getting Goldberg-Lashley?
I'd rather have that than what was being circulated by garbage
Goldberg-Roman Reigns?
By garbage Twitter websites.
What would be wrong with Goldberg and Reigns? It'd be short, right?
I don't think that's what you want to do with Reigns there. Not that it really means anything in the long run, but I said it was going to be something stupid. I said it was going to be Goldberg-Big Show.
Well...
But Lashley is pretty much the same thing to me.
You think they could get Sting out of retirement to do a Saudi show?
Absolutely.
I heard Mick Foley would do it if the money was right.
He said if the money was right, him and the Undertaker would do Hell in a Cell again.
which goes to show you nothing against Mick Foley, blood money. No, but it goes absolutely to show you that, yeah, like, the money's there. Let's, you know.
Let's do it.
Fuck it.
They got Shawn Michaels to come out for God knows how much he got paid for.
Yeah.
Funk got paid so much he ripped his hair out to do it.
Ted DeBase said it best. Everybody's got a price.
Ted DeBase.
Ted DiBiase.
Oh, goddamn.
Let me hear that one more time.
Ted DiBiase.
So June 7th, they're doing this show.
Well.
And it will be the third in the 10-year deal.
Oh, God.
God, we got 9.5 more years of this, or what is it?
Well, this is the third, so they did, two last year, right?
Yeah.
They did the Crown Jewel and the Greatest Royal Rumble.
And the Crown Jewel is when we got Undertaker and Kane versus Triple H and HBK, right? Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So right now, it's advertised that it's going to be Roman Reigns, Taker, Kofi, Strowman, Seth, AJ, yeah. Brock, and Goldberg.
Great.
So, what, the only people that said they wouldn't go were Daniel Bryan and John Cena, right?
Right.
Yeah, I think so. Right. Hey, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Is the Saudi Arabia show part of our pay-per-view pick bonanza extravaganza?
That's a great question.
Yes.
I vote no.
I vote yes.
Because I think that pay-per-view just throws a monkey wrench into everything storyline-wise.
I'm going to side with Kevin then, because I like a monkey wrench.
Ugh.
That's 100% a yes.
All right. Well, I guess.
Hold on.
What?
Don't make fucking noises. Let's just go. Let me just go.
How long does it take you to make picks for something?
My text message here. Look.
I just hate being.
Let's see.
I don't know. I just think that the pay-per-view serves no higher purpose, so there's really no
point. I mean, it's a glorified TV show. I'll give you that. But aren't all pay-per-views nowadays a glorified TV show?
Yeah, but a lot of the shit that happens in Saudi Arabia doesn't really advance anything. It's pretty much, hey, we want to see Yokozuna.
So So what's the harm in making picks? They're just arbitrary picks, then.
Just
know.
So you know.
Uh-huh.
Jerk off yesterday. This is our text exchange.
Oh, here we go. What do you call me out on?
I'm an expert in a lot of wrestling. Kevin's lead is going to shit. And I said, that's true. What was his lead? One match. Impact brought me back. And I said, what match? And he said, no, I mean the pay-per-view. And then these are all from Tony. 4-1. I know. ROH. Japanese Wrestling, Impact, MLW, Tier 1, WrestlePro, ECPW, SSCW. I'm a fucking genius.
Yeah.
So what do you give a shit what shows we pick?
What was not on the list?
WWE.
Thank you. You made my point. I'm not an expert in WWE. I never claimed to be.
Well, then
WWA, the World Wrestling Alliance?
Now, if they were still around, I'd be an expert in them, too.
What about CWA?
I would do it.
What about CWN or something?
Otto Schwanz?
Yeah. Hey, not the Enforcer.
Whatever.
Shit.
The Extreme. You know what I popped for as I was watching some MLW today, the intro? It shows like all like the old MLW stuff that was, I guess, after ECW went out of business. They kind of, I'm not saying they inherited a lot of ECW, but they kind of did.
Well, they were smart about it. They incorporated
the
it
extreme,
into
the Extreme Horseman with Carino and CW Anderson. And who was the guy in the mask? Do you remember?
Fuck, I'm going to look it up right now.
I should have. I saw that, and I was you.
That's why I turned my mic off, dude.
Turn my mic off.
You gotta leave the mic on if you sneeze. You got to.
Oh God! It was Carino, Anderson, Justin Credible, Simon Diamond, Barry Windham.
Oh, there's someone.
Where was that?
In MLW.
That was in MLW.
When was this?
In 2004.
In the old MLW.
Or 2002.
Oh my God!
So they did kind of. They do one of those like then now forever type things where they show their lineage of the company, and you see Dusty Rhodes versus Terry Funk, you see CM Punk, Extreme Horsemen, and you just forget how valuable a company MLW was.
It looks like Ricky Landell was there too.
Oh, Buddy Landell's kid.
Whoever that
I
is.
I can't tell if
you see, don't know your boy Buddy Landell.
I know who Later Boy Buddy Landell is.
You don't know his kid, Stevie Landell?
Nah, I don't know Steven Landell.
Come on.
Wait, Tony, what is this, Tony? What are you feeding us?
Wait, Ricky Landell, look it up.
All right.
Are you feeding us? Are you feeding us some fake news?
Kev, the gimmick doesn't work if you keep
going. Man, Kevin's going to keep fucking.
Kevin's going to keep fucking burying everything I tried tonight. Holy shit.
Shit out of his gimmicks.
I'm
going
to call you Tool.
No,
Kevin's the fucking one Tool.
I didn't know if you were going to do it. I was trying to.
You just have to let it happen.
I was trying to get there to him.
Let's see. He's Ricky Landell.
He trained with Steve Corino.
Yeah, he resides in North Jersey.
Oh, yeah, that's where Buddy Landell was from.
All right, very good. He retired in 2009.
He was trained by Tatsushito Takaiwa.
But 2011, he made a one-night return.
Oh, good. Who did he wrestle?
And he lost to Steve Corino at Pro Wrestling World's one event, the last stampede.
Jesus, Steve Corino.
Oh, he made two more appearances after that. That son of a bitch.
He just can't stay retired. What is he, the fucking modern-day Terry Funk?
Ricky Landell. You see, Terry Funk's wife died.
Yeah, that's some shit.
That's rough. That's a bummer. What are you going to do, right? People die. It happens. What? It does.
Funny way to look at it, but okay.
I mean, they die. It happens. It sucks. What do you want me to do? I'm trying not to bring down the flow of the show. We got fucking the wild card rules happening on SmackDown. You're going to get new tag champs tonight.
Oh, great.
Well, because the Hardy Boys are hurt.
Hardy Boys.
Jeff Herter's leg got attacked by Lars Sullivan last week. So that's cool.
Vince McMahon started with wild card rule due to pressure from Fox and NBCU over ratings. Doesn't want to let go of brand split. There's a whole rigmarole here.
He should let go of brand split. Brand split.
Blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, bam, 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 bam. Bam, bam.
I don't get it.
Why?
I don't know. And then what do they do with the championships? Are we going to have a whole fucking month of like unification matches again?
Yeah, probably.
Can we finally get rid of that awful red Universal title? They're supposed to be commissioning new belts. I wonder when they're going to debut.
Yes.
That'd be kind of cool. I like new belts. Kevin likes new belts.
I do.
Who doesn't like a new belt?
Hey, can I ask you a question?
You can ask me whatever you want, buddy.
Do you want to talk MLW or do you want to hear some new liners from Tony's collection?
Can we do both?
Yes, we can. You want to do MLW first?
Sure. Let's talk about...
Can you pull up the last MLW show?
I'm intrigued as to what triggered this...
See, I don't know a lot of the guys, and I want Matt to go one by one with me so I could tell you exactly what I thought about everything.
All right.
Which episode did you watch, Tony?
The last one from last week, because this week's isn't out yet.
This week's comes out tonight at 8 o'clock.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So you watched... Was yours the triple with the six-man tables match, or was yours L.A. Park versus...
No, the six-man tables match is this week, isn't it?
No, the Hart Foundation versus...
Didn't see that one. I saw, I guess, the one before that.
So did you watch L.A. Park versus Phoenix or Pentagon?
No.
That was the one that was uploaded 21.
Pentagon and Phoenix against some other masks tag.
Okay, so yeah, we watched the same one. So me and Tony might be 2 weeks behind you.
Okay.
Wait, we're two weeks back?
Yeah, because I watched the one that was uploaded 21 hours ago.
Okay.
See, I'm surprised that one didn't come up. I was watching on Fight.
I just YouTubed it.
Oh, okay. Shit. I guess I should have YouTubed
it. No, it's okay. So me and you, it's okay. We can cover it all. It's not a big deal.
This is awesome. So, I like wrestling.
Look. Well, I think.
What? Am I lying? Is that fake news, Kev? You want to shit on another gimmick?
So I think we watched MLW Fusion. And I think what Kevin watched.
That's the one.
What Kevin watched is something different.
Wait, should I have not watched Fusion? Should we?
No, you're good.
All right, well, you know.
You're good. Hold on. Kevin watched Fusion too. So we watched the
Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah. So we watched. Yep, we watched the wrong one. Okay.
No, we didn't
watch the wrong one. We just
Jim Cornette and that Rich Puccini guy.
Rich Puccini, yeah.
And Selena is the she was like supposed to be the executive producer of the show.
Yeah. So Fight Network, me and Tony watched the same one.
Yes.
Okay.
Can we talk about it?
Yes, we're going to talk about it.
All right, let's go through it. All right, go ahead.
All right.
The first match.
Yeah, the first match. This is from...
Yeah, it's the Lucha Brothers. Who's the other two guys?
Airwolf and Rey Horus.
I don't know who those guys are.
Horus is Rey Mysterio's cousin.
They were not good. I didn't like them.
He had a great match with... who was it? Ace Austin.
This match here was not good. I didn't care for it.
All right, fair enough.
I mean, you know me. I love me some Phoenix. I like the Lucha Brothers. Something just wasn't clicking here. It just felt like a whole lot of like flippy, landy, like wait around, and the guy with the Wakanda mask on, the guy with the horns on his mask, like Black Panther.
Yeah,
he was the guy. Was he the one in gray?
That was the one.
He kept. I don't know.
Airwolf was the one in like the green.
Horus.
I didn't like Horus.
Horace Hogan?
Yes, maybe that was him.
What does he have to do with anything?
I wish I knew, Kevin.
Rey Horace Hogan.
He saved Hogan from the wrath of the warrior when he couldn't throw fireballs.
All right, so you didn't like that match?
Didn't like that match.
All right, that's fine. What did you think of the Contra unit?
Wait a minute. That's the one guy wrestled AC Baby.
Yes.
Okay, who is he? Joseph something?
Joseph Samel.
Yeah, and Simon Gotch.
You know who he is?
No.
He's the Sheik.
Remember a couple years ago?
Oh, wait,
that
God.
Load that we were saying the match went too long?
He's been around forever.
At the first PWS show?
He looks like he lost 100 pounds,
yes,
no?
Yes, that's him.
Okay, all right, at least I know who he is.
Wait, Ricky Mendez, or what's his name?
No, the Sheik. Who did he wrestle at that show? It was a guy that looked like Masada,
was
no?
Was it One Warrior Nation?
No, that was Bull James.
Okay.
Bull James wrestled One Warrior Nation. But the Sheik match went on forever.
It wasn't.
When people were yelling, end this match.
Because it was Matt Hardy Colt, right? Was that?
Yeah. No, that was Sammy Callahan Colt.
Sammy Callahan Colt.
Yes. That went on at like 2 in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, he was in the NWA as the Sheik.
Never mind.
So no, but I remember exactly who he is because he wrestled for PWS a lot.
Look, I love me some Ace Romero. Dude looks like he put on 100 pounds since I last saw him.
What?
Ace Romero, he got a lot bigger, dude.
You think it's just the TV?
No. The TV don't pack on an extra body part, dude.
He looked the same to me.
He looked the same to me.
Yeah, I don't know. He looked pretty much more massiver on the TV. Maybe because the ring's smaller.
Maybe he's just putting on muscle.
Where's he putting
massifer
it?
Massifer a word?
Massifer? Yes, he's more massive.
He was Jake the Snake's snake after Lucifer died.
He's the snake now.
Massifer. Yes. He ate Lucifer and Jake and massifer. Everybody.
And now all he eats is salmon and bison burgers.
Yeah.
And he goes to church.
Why you guys, you're ruining my segment over here.
Apologies.
I don't know that you're doing a segment. I just think you're being you.
Look.
And just talking.
This is my segment on MLW.
All right. Okay. All right. Sorry. All right. Apologies. Nope. All right. Apologies.
I'm off because we watched the wrong episodes.
The match seemed like it never got out of first gear. Ace loses, and then they come out to beat him up anyway. What's the point?
Because they're contra unit. No! They're beating down everybody.
No! The only time somebody comes out is when they're about to lose and his boys come to help him out. And then this other mountain of goo came out too.
Oh, whoa. I can only assume he's referring to Barrington Hughes.
Yes!
Right, love Barrington Hughes.
He should be Barrington Huge. He looks bigger than Ace Romero, dude.
First of all, he's awesome. First of all,
Have you ever seen Barrington Hughes' work?
He got awesomely beat down by these same three idiots.
The fact that he said a giant tub of, what'd you say?
Goo.
Oh, boy.
And you instantly knew who he was talking about doesn't really do him any favors.
No, it does.
I mean, I'm not breaking news here.
Look,
he's a big boy.
I'm all for different looking guys. He's a mountain of goo. That's what he is.
That seems
a bit. That's mean. Just say he's a big boy.
He's like Congo Kong. He's like
Congo Kong's a big boy.
Yeah, yeah, but he's like drippy goo in the middle, dude.
Drippy goo, like a Snickers,
like a melted candle that like refroze halfway down.
Big
like
Daddy V,
like a Twix.
No, yes, like a Big Daddy V kind of build.
Okay,
except a little skinnier.
Big Daddy V got it over.
Right,
I don't think he's as tall as Big Daddy V.
But
either.
Look, here's the problem, though. Ace Romero loses clean to the bad guy, and then his friends come out beat him up anyway. It's stupid.
No, his friend didn't come out to beat him up.
They beat him up!
His friends came out to save him, and then he got beat down.
No.
Beat down clan.
No. The three of them came out. Simon Gotch came out. The other guy came out. And they beat up on Ace Romero after he lost.
Yes.
But what was the point of that? He lost.
Make a fucking statement, asshole.
Is there a story? You watch one episode of it?
But the story the week before was that they had beat him up anyway. And they bloodied him and all this and that nonsense.
Yes.
But you won in a match over him. Why do it again?
You're looking to put him out of action because you're the contra unit.
You only do that if the guy is about to win, and then you send your boys out to beat him down.
Ever heard the saying, add insult to injury?
That's right.
They beat him, and then they beat his ass down.
It makes no sense.
What do you mean it makes no sense?
Beat down clan.
What is this what you're going to do now? You're just going to yell louder than me?
No, I just don't understand. I don't understand your logic.
The logic is you don't send. What's the point?
But they're sending a message that they're gonna run.
What message? You beat the guy clean. It's over. Message sent. You won. You didn't need nefarious reasons to do it.
Nefarious reasons. Listen to you.
I'll do this in a baseball reference that Matt and our guest who is here. Say I'm up like 7-0 in a baseball game. I still got a bat. Am I going to not try to hit a home run?
You're not going to club the pitcher while you're going up.
Maybe
the bat.
I will.
Oh,
it's happened before. People throw at each other.
I'll run out and throw my mitt right at his face. Helmet.
You know what? We'll agree to disagree. What was the next thing?
All right.
Who's the hoochie that came out that was trying to get in Sammy Callahan's face?
That's you were almost said Zelina Vega.
No, it's Selena. It's Selena.
She looks like Ocasio-Cortez.
She's the low key and. and Ricky Mendez.
Ricky Dozan?
Ricky Mendez. I just watched
whatever.
Yeah, she's got her own little clan. Yeah. No, yeah, Ricky Martinez.
Ricky Martinez, yeah. All right. And she's with LA Park too, and El Hijo de LA Park.
Yes, so she's got her. She's like
I forget what it's called.
She reminded me of Ocasio-Cortez. She was annoying, and then she got in Sammy Callahan's face.
Nope.
And some big dude got in between and split him up, and she's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, whatever.
Oh, wow. Stupid. Just like that.
Just like that. That's exactly how I remember.
She reminds me of like Shelly Martinez, actually, a little bit.
How did you feel
about... yelling about her vag?
My vag!
Yeah, I'm in anger mode.
She's doing this is his gimmick now.
I'm in anger mode. I'm sitting back. You're lucky the legs aren't crossed. I'm only one.
They're,
leg
what do you mean they are?
No, I'll get like this when I'm ready to really.
You'll get Native American style on us.
Please join us.
So, how did you feel about the Hart Foundation in the car gimmick?
No, stupid, double stupid. I have to get up and hit sounds now. Placate my ego for a little bit. Terrible. 100% terrible. You're booking a gimmick on smoking weed in a guy's car after you stole it, hanging your ass out the window? No.
They stole their rental car.
Bad. Terrible bad. Stupid bad.
Why is this stupid?
And you can't
bad?
Tell me Jim Cornette is not like pulling his hair out, having to shill this stuff. It's awful. It was awful.
Fine, we can't hear you.
Breaking down the fourth wall.
Well, he's tiptoeing around, and he's like, he doesn't want to hit the mics. He doesn't want to do this. He's good. He like he went to open the door before I saw him. Like he was like breaking in. He was like,
I was very impressed that he knew exactly where to go.
Can you just check see if his mic's on? I have it on here. I don't know if it's on.
I don't think it's on the thing.
Turn my mic on. So you hated the Hart Foundation
switch
thing.
Up top. If you want to join, Anthony Bowens is here, folks.
Yeah, we're gonna bring him in for the 8 o'clock hour, but he got here a little early with his Wendy's, so we're gonna welcome him. Welcome him in. Welcome.
Am I on right now? Okay, yeah, it's working.
You are
here,
on.
Everybody.
We are live on the rant.
We're gonna take him.
Totally just didn't bring an entire bag of Wendy's and tiptoe around your basement, eating everything.
Now look, we were.
Wendy's is good stuff.
We were talking earlier, all right? I'm trying to lose a couple of LBs. Tony lost a shitload of weight. You come in looking like a fucking Adonis, and you crush a whole bag of Wendy's. What the fuck?
Yeah, he probably also worked out for 8 hours already today.
Two.
Well, there you go.
2 hours. Straight.
How many exercises can you do in 2 hours?
Like, a lot. Depends on what part of the body you're working out.
I'm asking you guys for advice.
No, hey, you'd be surprised how much I can go through in a half an hour routine with DDP yoga. A
lot of Wendy's.
Imagine. Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's usually the workout, which was shoulders today, and then I do abs. Then
abs.
I do a cardio thing, and then I stretch. Which is the most important thing.
Wait, you stretch after the workout?
Well, before the cardio.
Okay, before the cardio.
I said that backwards. I'm sorry.
I should have stretched before I took a shit today.
You're the only person I know that threw out his fucking neck.
I just turned my body and my neck, and it just...
What a dipshit.
You threw out your neck.
What is the most in, like...
Why does he sound like that?
What,
Ooh,
me?
Kevin?
Yeah, Kevin.
Oh, because see, this is what screwed me up, because we got an extra mic today and the one channel's out, so I'm all thrown off. I'm trying to turn up Mr. Bowens.
What's like the laziest thing you've ever done but got hurt doing it? Like, when I turn over when I'm sleeping, I turn over and I
was just about to say that.
Yeah, that. All right. Great talk.
No, it's good. It gave Tony time to fucking simmer down over here.
So, I jerked off once and punched myself in the balls.
What's that?
Not on purpose. Like, not with my left hand. Like, I was, like, you know, going to Jacktown and boom, caught my lefty.
How? Oh. What?
All right.
How?
Dear God.
What? Yeah, thanks. Yeah, exactly.
What?
That's how we feel every week.
What, about getting punched in the balls?
No, dear God.
Why does he sound so tinny?
Who?
Kevin.
Because he's an idiot.
Maybe that's my voice.
No, it's just
allergies?
Like, it's like a new thing.
How is it now? Better?
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Now you sound much better.
Okay, good.
We got to finish this MLW conversation, Anthony, and then we'll...
Yeah, I'll just listen.
Take a break.
Feel free to chime in, too.
No, please jump in and tell these idiots how stupid it is for the bad guy to win and then still have his friends come out and beat
Tony's
up
on his own island over here, apparently. All right.
No, anyway, the Hart Foundation thing, it was terrible. It was awful. I hated it.
Do you know anything about the Dynasty?
Yeah, it's the two of them and his cat, isn't it?
No, the Hart Foundation is Brian Pillman Jr., Teddy Hart,
and David
Oh, yeah, I forgot. They're a trio now. I forgot.
So you're the Hart Foundation.
Which is actually kind of funny, because you're thinking the Hart Dynasty, which was Davey Boy Smith, Tyson Kidd, and Natalya.
No.
And confusing them with
same shit,
the Dynasty, which is MJF, Richard Holiday,
and who's the other Hammerstone, guy? Alexander Hammerstone.
Alexander Hammerstone.
I don't know anything about him. Is he somebody that changed his name? Somebody I should know?
He looks like Mr. Touchdown.
That's who I thought it was at first. I'm like, wow, Mr. Touchdown getting some work.
A lot more personality than Mr. Touchdown.
Oh, so. Come on, dude.
That's an old school friend.
Is Mr. Touchdown still the champion of...
Shikara?
Yes.
No, he got hurt, and then I think Dasher won it.
Dasher Hatfield's a champ, huh?
Well, hold on, I'll tell you right
now. Whoa. I gotta start following me some Chikara again.
I'll tell you right now.
Are they still a thing?
I think so.
Remember when they were doing shit with Ring of Honor all the time, like the Parias de Champones or whatever it was? What was that thing that we saw in Manhattan?
The Statue of Liberty.
Cibernetico.
That's it. That was awesome. That was Eddie Kingston and Kevin Steen, captain in the teams. That was a great show.
Dasher Hatfield, he beat Mr. Touchdown actually in Jersey City during WrestleMania weekend.
Whoa.
So he is the current Shikara Grand Champion.
Who's the tag team Parejas guys?
Fist, consisting of Tony Deppen and Travis Huckabee.
Nice.
Oh, Mike's kid.
Yeah, and then the Young Lions Cup is Still Life with Apricots and Pears.
Hmm. What is Still Life with Apricots and Pears?
No idea.
Still Life?
Still, it says Still Life.
Is that like stillborn?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't understand. What is Still Life?
You're still here.
Great. I'm so glad that Bowens is recording us while I'm talking about being stillborn.
Oh, no. I mean, apricots
and pears.
He's
probably not recording us, by the way.
No, just a little boomerang for Instagram.
Boomerang.
Boomerang.
Boomerang. It's the old filter for your Instagram story, if you will.
Oh, Kevin on the technology tip over
it's
here. Not,
it's old.
I'm glad one of us is.
All right, so
you have a beef with, so you don't understand?
No, I don't like, I thought the whole thing was stupid. They stole his truck and they were smoking weed and hiding shit in the glove compartment. Come on, dude, really?
If you watch the next episode, you get the Dynasty seeing what happened to the car and all the nonsense that went on in it. Then they have a six-man tables match, which the Dynasty ends up winning, putting...
I don't know. It felt very sophomoric to me. I didn't
fuck
care
you,
for
fuck
it.
Fuck you, Kevin.
Yeah, fuck you.
Listen, that's a receipt. He owed me one.
Teddy Hart, I owe you a few.
And I'm usually on your side. Lately, I haven't been.
Well, it's good. It's good for the show.
Teddy Hart is sophomoric. He has cats. He does goofy shit. He's been thrown out of wrestling several times.
Yeah, but it wasn't his ass hanging out the window.
But he's the leader of the gang.
Oh, who gives a shit? Whatever. Let's move on.
All right. Gringo Loco beat the Puma King.
Yeah, that surprised me. I really thought Gringo Loco was coming out to do a job. Who's he?
That surprised everyone. Gringo
Loco.
He looked like he was a little winded, though.
Looked like he might have... needed some oxygen.
All right. I'm just discovering MLW2, but
that was a fine match.
I enjoyed what I watched, even though apparently we didn't watch the latest one.
I was very surprised that the Gringo guy won, though.
All right. And then Selena.
Wait. Just an aside. Okay. Oh, Gringo Loco is kind of like a little like an F for a name. Like, I don't know. Just wasn't very creative. Sorry.
Why?
Keep going.
Crazy.
Gringo Loco. Yeah.
Crazy American. Crazy foreigner.
Crazy white guy. I don't know.
All right. So
whatever.
No one else was doing it.
Oh, so that makes it a great idea.
I didn't say it was a great idea, but it fits his gimmick, his character. Well, fuck you, you fucking naysayer. You naysay everything.
Whatever. You
fucking asshole.
Call me Nay.
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 Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah, you fucking horse face.
Oh,
really? Right. What? She looks like it was a website.
I know.
You called me horse face.
Whatever. You know, it's fucking Dusty Rhodes.
All right, come on. Let's go. Next.
He's got a horse face, right? Next, that's what Terry Funk said. No, Terry Funk called Ric Flair a horse face.
Next.
Banana nose.
Banana
that too?
Nose.
How rude. All right, so Selena De La Renta is
Oh, this bitch again?
Wow. Really?
Yeah, I don't like
so her. Aggressive.
Did you enjoy her interaction with Mance Warner?
Oh, and she was like, come fuck me, and then I could buy your manager and shit. And he was like, I don't want to sleep with you. I'll get fleas on my dick. And then what did she say back to him? What was her great comeback?
I don't think she really had.
No, she had a comeback. I forgot what it was, and that was the only thing that made me laugh through that whole segment.
I don't know. The fleas on my dick thing really threw me off, man.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. I didn't hear that, though, right?
I like the way you paraphrased their conversation. That was cool.
What?
I mean, it wasn't exactly what they said, but...
What am I, a fucking stenographer now?
In a roundabout way, it worked.
All right, well, there you go.
All right, so the main event, Mance Warner and Sami Callihan.
Yes.
They had a wild, crazy brawl.
Sammy's got to stop drooling and spitting.
Why?
I love Sami Callihan.
I like that his theme music is played in slow motion. That's creepy shit.
Okay.
You didn't notice that?
I did. I liked it.
I still don't know why he wears this combat vest all the time. He looks like a tortoise.
A tortoise?
It looks like a tortoise shell, dude. Like, just get rid of it. You don't need it.
Why? He's going to war. He's the Callahan death machine.
Yeah, but then he's always got to take it off to take a chop. And it's like, I don't know. It's played out,
bro,
dude. He's done it 100 times already.
I love it. You're the biggest nitpicker ever.
You're a naysayer and a nitpicker.
I like the match. I enjoyed the shit out of the match. I like how they teamed up at the end to take out the fucking the idiots that came out again.
In the latest episode, your boy, Man Cow?
Mance Warner.
Oh my god, I really thought you were gonna say Man Cow was involved in this shit.
No, but he comes out, he returns in the latest episode and beats the crap out of LA Park.
Oh, nice. Was he wearing...
If it's the same person that I think you're talking about.
Please let me think that he's wearing a vest like Sammy Cow.
No, he comes out of...
A box, right?
Yeah.
Oh my god, guys coming out of box, money in every territory.
That old routine.
That old gag.
There it is.
Don't look at me like that. I enjoyed the match. I thought it was good. Came out and interfered? It was Heel
de Park and Ricky Martinez.
Okay.
We're going to have to get on the same page, though, so we know which MLW show we're going to watch next week.
Watch the next one.
Go to YouTube. The most recent ones pop up.
We'll watch the six-man tag match with the infantile idiots and the fucking...
That seems a bit aggressive.
Poof shoot squad over there.
Before we take our break, do you want to play some of your... So I don't know if you've been listening to the show, Anthony. Tony travels the world.
Oh!
And he gets these amazing liners from wrestlers.
Yes.
Okay. How he does it, no idea. Last week, he was in the Bermuda Triangle. Gold.
Oh, big gold.
Crazy gold.
And apparently, he has some new liners he's going to play. We haven't heard these, me and Kevin.
I'm excited to hear them.
Oh, I've got some great ones today. All right. Lots of great ones.
He's on the edge of the couch. He can't wait.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go.
Hey guys, this is the Guiding Light, Captain Lou Albano, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards.
Wow,
Captain Lou. The Guiding Light.
Right? You bump into him at like a Walmart or something.
We were buying rubber bands at Staples.
Stupid. I should have known.
You walked right into that, dude.
I should have known.
All right, very topical. This family was on TV recently.
Oh God.
Hey guys, this is the modern day warrior Kerry Von Erich, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards.
We're one day removed from the anniversary when he beat Ric Flair.
Well, he was on his way. NWA. He was on his way to my wife's office. You know.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good. To get that club looked at, huh? The old footski.
All right, who else you got? I'm excited. That's hard to top.
I think I might have gotten this guy already, but here's another one from him.
Hey guys, dig it. This is the Macho Man Randy Savage, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards.
Wow, he even gave us a dig it.
Wow,
I'm surprised he didn't give us a snap into it.
Above and beyond.
You didn't have to pay for that one.
No, because he gets paid by Slim Jim, so it's all good.
That's true.
Okay, here another one. We're talking about MLW.
Okay.
Hey guys, this is Jim Cornette, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards.
God damn.
Oh fuck,
Kevin!
I'm sorry, I didn't expect.
Holy crap!
All right, play it again. Play it again.
No, it's over.
Play it again. Play it again. Tony.
Number one rule of comedy: never repeat the joke.
No, you do repeat the joke.
Kevin is killing you.
Kevin
your
is
stuff
crushing
today.
My soul. Tonight.
I'm just ahead of the game, man. Play it again.
All right, here we go.
Hello, everyone. This is the Empress of Tomorrow, Asuka, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards podcast.
Wow!
That's the best one.
Oh no, they get better.
Fucking Asuka, huh?
The Empress of Tomorrow, dude.
Hey, I guess so.
All right, I got a couple more.
All right, here we go. I don't think you're going to top that one, though.
Wait, no, I have a few more, actually. Here we go.
Hey,
guys, this is George the Animal Steel, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards.
Wow. All right.
Rest in peace, George. Yeah, I had to reach out to The Undertaker for that one. It helped me. Well, because, you know, he talks to the dead and all that nonsense.
He really gets his vocal skills.
All right, I got a couple more. This one's a big one.
Oh, boy.
Because I had a round of
Here we go.
Hey, guys. This is Michael P.S. Hayes, Terry Bam Bam Gordy, and Buddy Jack Roberts of the Fabulous Freebirds, and you're listening to The Shining Wizards.
Where else can you get all three Freebirds, all three dude, but except on The Shining Wizards?
I bit my tongue, so I wasn't sure if you're going to have a doot, doot, doot in there.
How did they all sound the same? Was that like a human centipede thing? How did they do that? They all sounded exactly the same.
They sound the same? What are you talking about?
No, I heard differences.
Really?
Come on, dude. Right.
Yeah. It might be the
they even all took turns. You didn't hear that? Listen.
Hey, guys. This is Michael P.S. Hayes, Terry Bam Bam Gordy, and Buddy Jack Roberts are the Fabulous Freebirds, and you're listening to The Shining Wizards.
I heard it that time.
Exactly. Yeah. Completely different inflection.
Maybe it's the headphones. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your child might call that a run-on sentence, but that's just me.
Well, you know, these guys don't have a lot of time, you know?
Doesn't Buddy Jack have the
thing? Is he?
You didn't hear it?
No.
Wow. Maybe your ears are messed up because I heard everything perfectly clearly.
He's not alive.
Well, I mean, George the Animal Steel wasn't either. So Bam Bam Gordy. So, I mean, Tony's.
Wait, no, I got one more.
You're doing very. The Undertaker must have some
I got one
good
more.
Business deal going
keep
on.
Keep that fucking black magic away.
Wait, how did Undertaker get kicked out of StarCast, but he can still communicate to get liners for you?
Well, he's still the Undertaker, dude.
That's true.
Yeah, StarCast doesn't take away his powers, you know?
That's a very good point.
Gotta live the gimmick.
You know I like to go to Japan. Well, at least I'm a
you are
huge
an expert.
Expert of Japanese wrestling.
Wrestling guy.
Well, nothing gets bigger than my next guest.
Hello, everyone. This is the father of Japanese wrestling, Ricky Dozen, and you're listening to The Shining Wizards.
Ricky Dozen!
Very enthused.
Come on!
His English is
Japanese Wrestling Association.
Very good, right, Bowen?
Spot on.
If it wasn't for Ricky Dozen, we don't get Giant Baba. We don't get Antonio Inoki. We don't get New Japan and All Japan.
Do you think he was using Muzzy to learn English?
No, Duolingo, definitely.
Muzzy. Who?
Mijulajunvi.
Oh, I thought you were talking about some sort of like learning thing. Like,
I was. Muzzy. Those,
wasn't it the cards that came in like that school bus shaped thing?
I don't know. We always had the video. I never.
Oh, the video?
Yeah, I sucked at Spanish, and I got up in front of the class with a boner when I was like in seventh grade, and then it was fucking all downhill from here.
Jeez Louise.
That's
a terrible.
That's a big leap.
Yeah, it was bad. God. And I would wear like the fucking hammer pants, and I had to tuck my boner into my. It was bad.
I was very tempted to wear my Zubaz tonight, too.
Tony.
Good thing I didn't.
How many more liners you got?
No, that's it for liners. We're going to get some more for next week. Don't worry.
All right, good.
I'm going to keep adding to the roster and the rotisserie and all that. Folks, when we get back from break, we are here with the 5-2 player, Mr. Anthony Bowens. But first, as we always say,
back after this.
We here at the Shining Wizards know that you love to do online shopping, and most of you do it through Amazon. But don't go to Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.ShiningWizards.com. Click on your country's banner, and when you shop, any money that you spend goes a little bit to support the show. It's not a whole lot, but every little bit helps. And the more you buy, the more we get supported, and the more everybody can be happy, and we can continue to bring you the best professional wrestling podcasting.
Horns up. This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at inconclusivepod or facebook.com/inconclusivebreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
We're the Jersey Wrecking Crew, and we approve this message. Even though many of you believe that we're living in an ununified country where the main question is whether to kneel or stand, you'll never have to worry about the Jersey Wrecking Crew. Because we're up all night.
Too sweet.
No, it's one sweet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Listen to the Jersey Wrecking Crew on the High Spot Podcast with brand new episodes every Friday on the Shining Wizards and B-Plus Player Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike from The Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old-school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or The Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. We'll see you there.
Think that the day will never come. I'd see the light in the shade of
your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
Sup guys, Billy Norton here. You are listening to the Shining Wizards Podcast. Make sure you hit that like button, or however you youngsters show your support. Let's rock this.
All right, we're going to take a quick moment to thank those that support us over on Patreon, patreon.com/wizardspodcast. For as little as $1 a month, you can support the Shining Wizards. You could be named as a producer. For as little as $5 a month, you get the watch-alongs. And Tony's been banging out, bang, bang, some really hysterical watch-alongs. So if you're interested to hear Tony watch a match, it's what you keep looking behind you for. Should I be worried?
It's coughing.
Oh, okay. Okay. So we're just going to take... Sorry.
Can I tell the people what the most recent watch-along was?
Oh, please.
Yeah. We watched... I watched Rob Van Dam and Fonzie versus Tommy Dreamer and Beulah McGillicuddy from back in 1997.
Yes. As good as it gets.
Oh, man. It's a great match.
Have you been doing predominantly ECW watch-alongs?
No, I did two WWF shows from the Boston Garden. I did two matches. I did Bundy and Stud versus the Machines, and then the return match, Bundy, Stud, and Heenan versus the Machines.
Gotcha.
Good stuff.
Attaboy.
And you look, if you look really hard
heavy
on
machinery,
As Good As It Gets, that match that Tony did commentary
for.
Oh,
were you there?
You can see a very young, spry, skinny Shining Wizards Matt standing on his chair.
Is that the one you got thrown out of?
No, I've never been thrown out of an ECW show.
Okay.
I got thrown out of that show at Seton Hall.
But that's neither,
that's neither here or there. We want to take a minute. We want to thank these people that support us. Of course, the AOP, the Authors of Pain, Anthony and Danny Rusinello, Cindy Ardone, Dark Helmet himself, Ryan Arthur, who will bring us a case of beer whenever we tell him to. Kathy Hummer, the queen of the Shining Wizards. God bless you, Kathy, for everything you do for the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Manny Kratzo over there in the far land. Mike Martinelli, Sean Callejo, Sean Toe.
Sean Callejo's in a far land, too.
He is. He's in Australia.
Hey.
That's further away. And, of course, the one and only William Mercier Jr.
Lives are going to be in William Mercier's hands. You know what I mean? That's it.
We know.
That's the gimmick. That's the gimmick. It's William his name is William Mercier. I play it off like Waylon Mercy.
Was that last song Bob Sapp, by the way?
It was. It was Bob Sapp time.
Oh, cool. I remember that song.
All right. We're coming back.
We're here.
We're here live in studio.
Hey.
If you're listening to us live on the Rant, rantemradio.com. If you want to listen to us live, rantemradio.com next week. My pen just fell apart in my hand. So I apologize if there's something on the ground, Tony. The five-tool player himself, Anthony Bowens, returns to the Shining Wizards.
Woo!
He's in the studio with us now. Mr. Bowens, how are you?
I'm quite well. How are you guys?
We're living the dream.
We're good, man. We're good.
Sometimes it's a nightmare sitting next to this dick. But, you
know. Well, yeah, I'm doing well. I have my Wendy's, and now I'm full.
Yeah, so what'd you get? What was in the order?
Son of Baconator.
Of Baconator? Is it like son of El Hijo de L.A. Park?
It is the son of the Baconator.
Nice.
How many like beef patties? How many bacon?
Two beef patties.
Ooh, double cheese?
Yeah, that I'm not sure of. I just inhaled it. I was just too hungry.
All right, so we talked about this a little bit earlier. Like Matt was saying, like he doesn't understand how you could eat that and then look the way you do.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you look like me?
Is it better to eat after the workout or before the workout?
See, I don't know any of this technical stuff. I just kind of do things
you're just fucking born that way, you fucking...
No, but I found I do intermittent fasting, so I won't eat anything until after my workout, which tends to be around like 4.
Every day?
Every day.
Wow.
4 o'clock.
Yeah. So you're not a subscriber to like breakfast in the morning, grazing during the day?
No. I like to get up and have all my workouts and my cardio sessions on an empty stomach.
So you won't eat until 4 o'clock tomorrow?
Well, I'll have dinner tonight, but after that, that's it.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I would fucking murder someone.
Yeah, definitely. So I wouldn't be able to get behind the wheel of a car if I didn't eat all day.
So you obviously can shape that. That's how long have you been? Is this something that you swear by? Do you ever break it? Do you ever cheat? Because you're on a cover of a lot of different magazines, fucking looking buff as shit. So like, is there ever a time where you fall apart and might not look as good as you want to?
Well, there's a time I fall apart and I start eating stuff I shouldn't, definitely. But I've been doing it for a year and a half, 2 years. And I feel good on it. I like the results. I lost, at one point I was like 220 pounds and too much body fat. And then I dropped most of it. I mean, I'm 200 pounds right now.
Oh, you're at 200 right now?
Yeah.
So what's it like doing those? Cause like you're on, I feel like every week there's a different magazine with you on the cover of it or something. How do you like, how does that whole process work? Do they reach out to you? Do you go to them? Are you already kind of like commingled in the business? And what are fucking photo shoots like?
The first one I did, they went through my agent, and then the second one,
oh, that's right,
they went directly to me on Twitter. It literally happened maybe within 5 minutes. They're like, "Hey, do you want to be on the cover? We'd like to have you." I was like, "Sure, absolutely." And then 3 days later, we were shooting.
How many magazine covers have you been on? Or how many, you know what, how many magazines other than like wrestling stuff have you been in, like fitness and
just four magazines to cover.
Can you get Kevin on a magazine cover?
Yeah, can we do that?
Just for shits and giggles.
I would love to be on a magazine cover.
But which magazine is the question?
Whatever
you can get.
Yeah, it could be anything. Let's do it. Weird New Jersey.
Muscle and
Fitness. Muscle and
Fitness. Please get him on the cover of Muscle and Fitness.
You can make that work,
like the
right?
Two of you guys, like, no, pose with him so this way like people don't think it's really a goof, but get him on there somewhere.
Dude, it'd be hysterical.
It really would.
Me and my fucking hairy, skinny, pot-bellied dad bod.
With your tan forearms and your pale upper body.
That's it. I'm in.
Sending out some emails.
All right. Me and Bowens, we're going to the business.
See, everything you put me through today, and I'm still looking out
Listen,
for it.
You got my best interest at heart. I appreciate
Always
it.
Do.
But it's not about me. It's about Anthony Bowens, who has been super busy traveling to Alaska, hosting, rubbing shoulders with the celebrities at award shows. What has the last year been like for you?
Ridiculous. It seems like every month there's something bigger and crazier that happens that I would never in a million years would imagine would be happening to my life at 28 years old. And it's pretty cool and it's exciting because you never know what's coming next.
What do you attribute what you've done and the amount of success? First of all, you're verified on all social media platforms at Bowens_official on both Twitter and Instagram for all you people who want to follow our guest, Mr. Bowens. How the fuck did you get verified so fast?
I don't know. They just verified me.
Did you? Son of a bitch.
They have a certain thing where they look into your account to see if you're like in like articles and stuff like that, or if your account is likely to be duplicated.
Interesting stuff. So again, going back, I didn't mean to veer off the track there. Just having some fun at the same time. The year for you has been crazy. What was the highlight so far for you for 2019? I know we're only in May. 2019, best thing you've done so far?
Honestly, probably this past weekend at the GLAAD Awards. That was just absolutely crazy. It's the first time I ever walked a red carpet, and then just...
That's a big deal, man. That's like, it's going to be on TV this Sunday?
Correct, on Logo. Yeah, Logo TV at 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
So how does that happen? Is it just your social media presence? Is it your YouTube channel? Is it all the work that you put into yourself and they notice it? Or do you reach out to them? Like, how does that come about?
GLAAD reached out to me to kind of establish a partnership a couple months ago, and they told me to keep the date open. They'd like to have me as a part of the show. I was like, sure, absolutely. But my boyfriend and I do a lot of, how do I put it?
Self-help now. Tutorial now.
Well, our YouTube channel, we try to keep the content light, inspirational.
I watched the pranks video that you guys put on.
The pranks are getting us some heat.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Go on.
Typically, we do like vlogs and different kinds of challenges and stuff like that. We put a heavy focus on our relationship and our dynamic because it tends to be out of the norm for what people perceive as like a gay couple stereotype. So we wanted to be completely different and show that aspect of our relationship. But we try to be a variety channel, and pranks are a big thing on YouTube. And people kept saying, prank each other. So like, okay, sure. And we sat down and said, we pretty much gave each other our limits. I was like, just don't at any point in time pretend someone died or something like that. Like, that's too far.
Shit, that's my go-to.
But I was like, let's just do this. And to his credit, he waited about 2 months to the point where I – 2 months, excuse me. I forgot about it, and then he pranked me with the cheating prank.
Cheating's rough.
Yes.
You familiar with I think they're called Pranksters in Love, Nikki and John?
No.
They're probably the most well known at a certain point. Like they were like engaged, they were living together, and then they got married, they had a kid, and they're constantly pranking each other, like taking the fillings out of Oreos and putting like spackle in them and shit like that. Or like cutting the foundation out of the couch and filling it with water. So this way when you sit on the couch, you just fall into like this tub of water and
stuff.
You're
giving me great ideas.
Oh, it's awesome. Like John took apart a disposable camera, and he hooked the flash up to the doorknob. So when Nikki went to open the door when she came home, she got electrocuted. Oh, it's great stuff. She fed him crickets. She put crickets on his sandwich and gave him the crickets while the sandwich while he was playing his video games.
Like, I don't know if I can electrocute Michael.
Oh, it's easy.
It seems like a little much.
Here's a piece of advice. Don't listen to anything Tony
says. I'm
just going to throw it out there.
That's not nice.
Because you will She's be single. Because Tony's over here telling you to fucking electrocute your boyfriend.
Yeah, Tony's giving you relationship advice.
I didn't say to hardwire an outlet to the thing. I mean, you know, just ideas.
Well, I cut you off before we got there.
That's a good point.
Sorry.
All right, so the biggest moment of your 2019 was this past Sunday. We're going to be all over the place because you had so much going on.
Oh, no, we're not, because I have a question from Kathy Hummer. I've got a few.
Oh, good call, man.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know if it's a good
call. Hummer!
Question number two, because it's topical right now. The biggest highlight from this past weekend at GLAAD, what was your big highlight? I saw you had pictures with,
Anderson Cooper.
Anderson Cooper, Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie O'Donnell was in there?
He knew who I was, and it blew my mind.
That's wild.
What is, like... Us as wrestling fans, like when we go to shows and we get to meet like our favorite performers, I know we want to keep it wrestling assimilated a bit. But when you go, take a shot. But when you go to these shows and you meet these superstars who know who you are, what is that like for you?
I'm just trying to figure out how I'm even in the same room, because I was standing in the green room and I was just looking around, like kind of like the kid is in an area where he knows he's not supposed to be and he's getting away with it. That's what that's what I felt like.
That's people
like,
hey,
do you need something? Mr. Bowens, he needs like, I'm like, oh, you're treating me like one of these people. So it's just pretty mind blowing. That 5 minutes when I was talking to Cooper and then I get a tap on my shoulder and turn around, it was Rosie O'Donnell who was introducing herself to me. And I'm like, what world am I in?
That's crazy. That's that she walks up to you and she says, hi. What does she say? She's like, hi, I'm Rosie.
Like, she was like, oh, great speech tonight. Blah, 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 blah. She actually was in a rush to get out of there because she wanted to see the UFC finish.
Oh, wow.
She's a big MMA fan, apparently.
Holy shit.
So you actually, I mean, without giving too much, we want everyone to tune in on Logo, but what exactly was your involvement with the show?
So I had a brief speaking moment on stage. There's a Broadway musical called The Prom, which was doing like a piece. And then they had an interlude where myself and another gentleman stepped out on the stage and we just had an opportunity to speak and tell our story.
Awesome.
Which was very cool. Because there was Madonna sitting there first row.
Oh God. So would you say your favorite, to get back to Hummer's question, was your favorite moment the Cooper or the actual speaking on stage, or like what would you put up there?
Probably walking the carpet with Mike, because it was just a moment where I kind of stepped back and remembered that a lot of this just started from just sitting in his room making videos on YouTube, and we went from that to standing in front of 200 people with cameras taking pictures of you. It was just nuts.
Like surreal. Like never in your wildest dreams sort of deal.
Just crazy.
Okay, so the last time we had you on this podcast, you were not out, if I'm correct.
No.
You weren't, right?
No.
We were doing the Willie's Christmas tree, Uncle Willie's Christmas farm. So since then, a lot of stuff has happened in your career professionally and personally. What would you say has had the most impact on your life since the last time you've been on the show? Was it finally coming out as a, you know, was it the first come out? Was it the, you know, I identify as a gay man? Was it Was it anything wrestling related? Was it your relationship with Michael? What was the most impactful thing that has happened to you since the last time you've been on this show?
Probably all that combined in general, just with the coming out, because that changed my life entirely.
Thanks for asking Hummer's first question, by the way.
You and Hummer have a great connection.
Yeah, you guys should be doing your own show.
We'll go back to... Oh, that was her first question?
Over the last few years, how have you changed inside or outside of the ring? And I figure it's got to be at least a couple years.
I didn't see that. I didn't see that question.
No, I know. Yeah. I have him here.
So...
Well,
so great.
But that in general just kind of helped take down any kind of walls or barriers I had around me, and I feel like I'm a better performer because of it too, because I'm not hiding. I'm just myself out there, and it's made me... just enjoy everything a lot more.
That makes a lot of sense. It's got to be just once you realize who you are as a person, as a self, it's just got to be so cool and so liberating, and everything else just falls into place after that. Correct?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. I love everything right now. I'm very happy.
Okay, bring it back to wrestling, the five-tool player. Wrestling's five-tool player. I know you're a big baseball guy.
Correct.
Is the five-tool player a baseball reference?
The five-tool player is indeed a baseball reference.
Hooray, Kevin!
I never thought about that, about the baseball reference. Like, I get the idea of it. I never thought about the baseball reference till today, actually. Because we never talked about where it came from, mm-hmm. and now that it's a baseball... So you're a San Francisco Giants fan, correct?
Correct.
How are they doing this year, Matt?
Terrible.
Terrible? They're bad?
Oh, they were terrible.
They're as bad as the Mets?
Yes.
So you, I mean, going back to people that may not have listened the first time you're on the show, you played collegiate baseball, high school baseball. So talk about what the five-tool player is all about.
Or the five-tool player.
But that's what I said.
You said the five-pool player.
Did I say the five-pool player?
Yeah, you did.
I think so.
Whatever. I'm still a great journalist.
So the five-tool player is a baseball reference. A five-tool player in baseball is someone who has the five key things to make you a superstar. You hit with power, contact,
correct.
You can run.
Correct.
I just heard that.
Yeah, go slower.
In the distant background.
Go slower. Do it again.
Do what again? Me?
Name the five tools.
Power.
This is perfect.
Oh, my God.
You got Matt, I'm setting up a great segment.
I love this.
You hit for power, contact.
Correct.
You run. I can't. You have speed. You can throw and field.
Jesus!
In your face. Guys, I was setting up something great.
Good. Now you know how it feels.
So how does that relate to wrestling?
So I'm wrestling's five tool player. The perfect combination of athleticism, power, intelligence, the look, and the it factor.
I gotta open the door. It's hot.
So when did you... I'm good. I'm still good. When did you decide that this was the gimmick that you wanted to run with, and how has it been working for you?
So I was doing the Power Ranger thing for like 2 years, and it was getting old, and it still really wasn't a character that people could invest in. It was just kind of like, oh shit, that guy looks like a Power Ranger. And, oh, he's really good in the ring. That's cool. And that was really about it. So I wanted to find a new gimmick that was, more, I guess, relatable to me as a person. So I was sitting at my desk with, I was FaceTiming with Casey Navarro, and sometimes we do like tape study on our matches, and we'll like try and figure out things. And we're watching one of mine, and the owner of Battle Club happened to say, "Here comes Battle Club's five-tool player." And Casey was like, "Oh my God, that's it! Why don't you call yourself the five-tool player?" And I was like, oh, "Wow, it fits perfectly." So I tried to incorporate my wrestling, everything I do outside of wrestling, and blend it into one that is the superstar of the five-tool player, Anthony Bowens.
So what – you talked about the Power Ranger gimmick. What does it feel like once you invest so much in a gimmick and it's not getting what you want out of it? Like when do you know it's time to change?
You just get a feeling or vibe.
I thought you were going to play like
of how long, like if it's been like 7 or 8 months and people still aren't reacting with the things that you're doing, you're probably doing something wrong.
Did you get that?
It was always like blah reactions. You had some people yelling, "It's Bowen's time." Some people didn't get it. Some just thought it was cool, but it just wasn't. It wasn't mean. You can kind of see it in my work.
Yeah, but you were all about the Power Rangers. Like, I remember when you first started rocking the gear and everything. Like, I thought, okay, this is something different. This is cool.
There's no substance to it, though. It was just the facade of the cool.
It was you felt more like you were just dressed up like a Power Ranger.
Yes.
On the turnbuckle with the shield on and just doing that. And then
correct.
After that, there's no. I guess there's no. There's what else can you do as a Power Ranger in the ring?
There's really not much to do. In the beginning, I really wanted to be more superhero-y. Ish because I bought this whatever you call it. It's like an LED vest type thing.
With the shoulder pad thing that you used to wear?
It was before that. I had this idea of this being neon glowing thing, so I got this like $400 Ooh. Vest that lit up, and so that was right around the time when we had the working lights when it was PWS at the time, or I think it was WrestlePro. Lights with the faders. So I was like, okay, cool, we can take down the lights, I can come out, I'll be glowing and neon, kind of almost like what
Did you use the money that Matt spent on that home plate?
On the base?
The base.
Thank you for purchasing that.
Thank you for
It's a great piece of Mets history.
It is, and I finally have a place to display it, so I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, up his ass, because his wife's going to kill him if she finds out what he spent on it.
Helped Anthony Bowens get a vest. An elaborate vest.
Collects dust in my closet.
Yeah, but I was just going to ask you, like, where's all the gear? Like, have you sold it to any creepo online to try to get the money back?
As a matter of fact, I have.
Ooh. So it's a Hummer's closet.
All over the world, honestly.
Seriously?
Okay. Yeah.
So what's your opinion on that stuff? Apparently, like, you know, you're part of the trade now. Like, do you think it's a
I draw
weird?
A line outside of, like, I can understand, like, trunks and kind of gear. But anything below that, like no. You must I'm not have sending socks or dirty. Underwear.
You've got requests for your socks.
Okay, here we go. Socks, here we go. Dirty underwear.
All right, now we're getting somewhere.
You didn't bring any samples? You know, for research purposes, I mean.
No samples.
Damn it. What do you got on now?
Jesus.
I actually got
heat for this
here.
As well, because somebody sent me a really disgusting message, and I thought it was funny, and I posted it, and then somebody said I was kink shaming.
What
was it at Kevin Garifo?
What is kink shaming?
Kink shaming? Like if someone's into like before when Tony was like, oh, I'm going to put socks on. I'm like, maybe Anthony likes feet. Like
that's kink?
Like that's people like are into feet. Like Tony Atlas is in that thing where chicks just step on his face.
Yeah, if I was making fun of Tony Atlas for that, that would be kink shaming.
Ooh. All right. Learn something new every day.
What would you say to Tony Atlas to foot shame him? You like feet?
I don't know. Look at your fucking nasty danglers.
Well, my feet are pretty. I got nice feet, right?
Now you got that thing where that toe next to your big toe is longer.
What? It sticks
they
out
look
kind of
dirty, actually, from this angle.
Get them, Bowens. Get them.
What?
You said your feet look dirty.
Do they look dirty?
Look like they had a shade of dirt there or something.
No, for real?
A hint.
No, they're just dark. I don't know.
Fucking gross ass skeevy feet. Wow.
I got a reverse bunion on this one. Like this foot is significantly
an inverted
wider.
Bunion.
Yeah, like see how the pinky's like wider.
No,
this
I
podcast
don't.
Is taking a horrible
I put
turn.
Fucking smooth operator on because I was going to ask Bowens about the weird shit people send him in DMs.
See what
and
I mean?
Now,
like, look yeah,
to talk about his fucking
side.
Gross feet.
Right. What you said? I have nice feet. What are you talking about?
I have two of them. I don't think I can read it, but I have two on my phone. I could show you later that you will just die laughing.
You could share them with our listeners. I'm sure.
I don't know if I could do that.
It's fine. You don't have to. But
you know what podcast you're on, right? You know we're not even remotely PG whatsoever.
Yeah, but he has to look out for himself.
Oh, I get it.
This is quite the fall from Anderson Cooper.
Oh my god! Imagine
Shining Wizard Wrestling Podcast.
Rosie O'Donnell's tuning in and she's hearing about my freaking feet.
I was waiting for him to say his best moment of 2019 was right now. But clearly that's not it at all.
I mean, it's not even my best moment, so. And I'm here every fucking week.
Oh, it's boo. Funny.
So, god, shut the fuck up.
What were we talking about?
So,
I don't know.
Feet.
So we've had
creepers.
David, we've had David Starr on the show. And
oh, he's a foot guy
gets
for
like,
sure.
No, you shut the fuck up.
Oh, my
up.
God. Let's get to a question.
So he's talked about how people send him, like, fucking weird pictures. Fucking Jordan Grace put out that whole book of weird DMs.
Yes.
You fall under the same umbrella. You're a professional wrestler. You
big
came,
time.
Came out
verified.
As bisexual, and now you're homosexual. So you kind of like, if a woman sees you online, Like, are you just opening your DMs to, like, lots of pussies and dicks? There's no other way for me to say that either. So.
He's not even drunk, which is amazing. It's
yes.
Incredible.
Michael and I sometimes get some very interesting Snapchats. We'll get some Instagram DMs. And I'll, like, if it's really drastic of a video or something, I'll respond. I'm like, dude, like, what are you doing?
Do you report?
No, I won't report them. It was like, how do you send, like, yourself doing these things to random people that you don't know? And like,
right, like, why
you don't know
you
what they're going to do with them.
Why do you want that?
Why do I even want to see it?
Oh, my God. Wait. But you,
I mean, maybe it's a compliment, so thank you. But
that's what I mean. Like, you've had to have been impressed by something that you saw, right? Like, something you're just like, okay, this is pretty nice.
What, like artwork?
I don't think been like, oh, no, like, okay, well, that wasn't bad. But.
Remember when he told fucking Kareen to send that dick pic to me?
No, what? Kareen, one of the hosts of Radioactive Metal, she would frequently get these pics. So I said, send them to Matt. Matt's laying in bed next to his wife, and he gets a message from Kareen. And, sure as shit, there it is.
I mean, to the kids. The kid was packing, so, I mean, good for him.
So you were impressed. You gave him a round of applause.
I was like, hey, what? I mean, but still. Like, what makes you think, like, people, if you're not asking for it, why the fuck is someone gonna, what in your brain says, let me send this picture to,
you know, I'll tell you what
Anthony
it is.
Bowens, the Kevin Garifo.
I'll tell you what it is.
Maybe
why?
It's the thought that I may see it, and that's...
It's probably not even the seeing. It's probably like, what do you think? Like, come on, me, you, this, you know,
yeah, but is there ever like
at the Roxbury?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Is there like a... Is it, like, just a video and, like, a comment, like, what do you think? Or is it just, like, the fucking video?
How am I doing?
Like, or, like, a picture?
It's typically, hey, and then the video.
Oh, God damn.
Like,
or photo.
Grotesque stuff? Or is it more just, like, hands on hips doing, like, a Superman pose?
When
like,
anything that you can you think dip, of, I've...
Oh, I can think of a lot.
I've probably gotten it.
Him and Louis are on the same level, so just be careful when you say...
Low life Louis.
Yeah. Careful when you say whatever you can think of, because he's a fucking weirdo. So.
Yeah, I've introduced quite a few different concepts to the show over the years.
All right, let's try to get this weird-ass train back somewhere.
No, this is fun, man.
It's definitely fun. You're right.
All right, no. So Matt brought up a point. At first, when you came out, you said, like, oh, I'm bisexual, you know, this, whatever. We all know what that entails. And you said, okay, I'm in a relationship. I'm homosexual. You know, this is my boyfriend, my fiance. You guys engaged? Or
not yet.
Okay. Oh, well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to
say Jesus, okay. Tony.
No, because I know, like women and guys get pissy with that stuff too, so I didn't mean to go that far. Shit, what the fuck was my point now?
I don't know.
Fuck. No idea.
I was waiting.
Okay. No, fuck. I forgot what it was. Fuck. Alright, yeah, I know.
Yeah, get the buzzer going.
Keep going. It'll come back to me. I'll cut somebody off when it comes back.
Alright. Alaska.
Yes.
That's a state. A
lot of shrinkage.
In this country.
It's cold.
It's up north.
Yes.
How the fuck was it?
Great.
Awesome,
amazing.
Right? I lived vicariously through you guys for like a week just because I was so jealous. How long did you spend up there, by the way?
Myself, Wayward, McIntosh, and Moff went the Monday beforehand, so we ended up being there 7 days.
Jesus.
Which might have been a little bit too long.
I was about to say, all you guys together for 7 days?
Well, having 10 wrestlers together for a week was a bit much, but I enjoyed my time. The sights were beautiful. The city of Anchorage itself is kind of, it's nice, but it's
slow,
I guess. Yeah. But the backdrop surrounding it is just absolutely incredible.
So what was like, if you were a slow day, because you said you were there for 7 days, Monday and the show was the Saturday or the Friday?
Saturday.
So what is there to do other than just admire the beautiful scenery?
So we'd wake up, we'd immediately go to the gym, all of us, and then we'd come back to the house, shower and change, and then head out. We'd 2 days it snowed, so we ended up staying in, just hanging. The rest of the days we went out and hiking.
All right. So no, like, you guys aren't going out to, like, whatever bar is available and just hanging out, having a good time?
There you go. Oh,
yeah. I would do.
Gotta well, check.
No, there
that's
is definitely that going on.
That's why you don't go anywhere.
I went to Orlando.
You went to fucking Spain and you stayed at the bar.
Portugal. The same difference.
Portugal.
No, there was definitely that going on. We had, Cabana had a live podcasting or comedy show. Yeah. So we hung out that night. But I'm not much of a club goer or anything. So I always crash early. Not crash early, but I just like hanging in, just chilling.
Even with all those guys?
Yeah.
No, those guys, it was fantastic. Now, the actual show, it was you, McIntosh, Wayward,
and LSG.
And LSG.
Yeah.
That's the first time that I think the four, maybe in a multi-man ladder match, maybe you were in a match together, but.
I've never wrestled LSG,
LSG
before.
That's what
yeah.
How was that?
Very, very, very fun.
Crowd receptive to everything that you guys were doing?
Everything. It was so fun and refreshing to wrestle in front of a crowd that just, you know, they popped for arm drags. So, like, this was going to be a very easy and fun night. They just appreciated wrestling because, God knows, I think it's been 15 years since they had, a big-time show there.
Right. And if I'm not mistaken...
Or independent show, I mean.
Correct.
Yeah.
Did it meet your expectations in terms of what you got out of the night and the event and the setup and everything like that? Did you feel fulfilled after leaving?
Yes. I think we drew a good crowd. I wished or hoped it would be a little bit bigger, but I think the more we go back there, we're going to continue to build an audience because all those people seem to enjoy themselves. So next time, maybe they'll bring a friend and just keeps doubling.
Okay, so you're saying next time when we go back. This is thumbs up. WrestlePro is going to make this a.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. The last minute or so never happened.
Yep.
You know, it's weird. we think that when we do our show and then we tell more people, more and more people would listen. But actually, it's going in reverse. Yeah. The listens are going down. So maybe this will help us. The 5-tool player.
That's it.
Anthony Bowens.
I bring ratings.
Do you?
Yes.
We'll find out.
It's going to be real disappointing for the people that tune in for this. And they're like, oh, that wasn't bad. And then they tune in next week.
So we'll be like Raw. We go up this week. Then we'll be completely in the shitter next week.
I don't know why you guys are shitting on the product here. We do an awesome job. We get more and more listeners every week. Don't listen to him.
No, don't listen to me.
Don't listen to him at all.
Don't listen to anything I say.
No, absolutely not. And we're introducing a whole new world to the 5-tool player tonight, Mr. Right. Anthony Bowens.
It's been like, God.
And when Rosie O'Donnell tunes in, she's going to see what kind of conglomeration we have going here.
I'm going to tweet at her.
Pretty soon we'll be at the GLAAD Awards.
I'm in.
We'll be on covers of magazines.
What covers? What magazines?
Me and Bowens are doing
maybe
it.
Maybe we can do some comedy next year.
It's going to be like Jack Black and fucking Vin Diesel over here.
Why, you're going to do comedy?
No, I said maybe he can do comedy at the GLAAD Awards.
Okay. Ooh.
Yeah.
I was really bummed that the Wawas didn't happen. Well, I mean, they happened, but they didn't happen.
Ooh, do you have material?
I was there. Where was I?
Can you do your...
You weren't there?
No.
Can you do your Bowens material?
Oh, it was at Capitol. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you were there, though, weren't you? At all?
Yeah, I did a double shot that night.
Yeah.
Can you do your Bowens material while he's here?
I gotta see if I still have it in the...
Oh, I like this. We're getting stand-up comedy on the show.
Am I about to get roasted?
No. I don't think I have it saved, so...
I'm happy it didn't happen, because I had to listen to Kevin incessantly go over his fucking jokes for weeks after the fucking show.
Well, I kept getting postponed. I had
Holy shit. Wow.
I gotta go for the jugular. I had some good mop stuff. I had some good... It's just so hard, though, because...
That's what she said.
Well, I don't really know a lot of the newer guys as well as I know you guys. So
that's a joke in itself.
Well, I made it like the turnover ratio at WrestlePro was, but for the most part, everyone was golden. And I wish I could have done it because I had a lot of great stuff. But that's not about me. 5-tool player, best part of Alaska overall.
Well, obviously it was the show, but other than that, the
did you say the snow?
The show.
Come on, he speaks better than Kevin.
Bobby McIntosh and I went on a hike.
Bobby McIntosh? Bobby. Something I need to know about?
Wayward Ed McIntosh. We went hiking the first day, and we got up to this plateau, and it was just the most incredible view I've ever seen in my entire life. That was probably one of my favorite moments.
And you guys have a lot of history.
I hate Bobby. I hate him.
I was going to say, that sentence should have ended with you throwing him off the plateau.
We were plotting to kill each other.
Between you and Bobby, I can't count how many times you guys have worked each other, and every single time it's amazing. And McIntosh too, you and him have a lot of history. What do you guys have to do to try to recreate magic every time you're in the ring together?
Just try and go in a different direction of what we did before, and challenge ourselves to be creative. We try and make it as if, I guess, nobody. We don't want to repeat spots and be lazy that way. We always want to be innovative with the things that we do.
Did you find you had a little more leeway with going back to the well when you were in Alaska?
Oh, yeah, definitely if we wanted to, because I don't think many people there knew who we were.
But you didn't.
No, we didn't.
And they were super receptive to you guys. That's cool. Like, not even knowing who you guys were, really. That's pretty awesome.
That feels even better, too, when you can walk out in front of an audience cold like that and get them the way we did.
I'm very proud. Wrestling and stuff. Yeah. Like, you guys delivered. That's fucking great.
Just imagine how well you'll be received next time if they get
exactly.
If they get the internet out there, and then they can see what goes on in the rest of the world.
Did you load up on merch while you guys were up there? Like,
Kevin Matthews
shit?
Took a video of a goddamn moose in the middle of the fucking street. A moose. Just like, what's up?
Yeah,
was Impact in town?
Yeah, he was.
Did you guys see Fala falling in the snow?
I did.
That was hands down one of the funniest moments of that entire week.
Panthers weren't meant to hype.
No. He just kept yelling, "I'm from Brooklyn. Why am I in the middle of the Alaskan forest?"
Was he breathing heavy like that kid from Little Giants?
Little Giants reference.
You don't remember that? The annexation of Puerto Rico?
No, I remember it. I'm just saying. Wow. The Little Giants reference.
Come on.
What are you talking about?
Really?
That's me.
My man.
Possum Pants.
So, I want to bring... let's talk about something, Anthony. Since you've been to NXT, you've done stuff with the WWE. I want to touch on this Leo Rush thing.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. Feel free to weigh in if you want. If you don't, I completely understand.
You can pretend you're someone else when you're weighing in. Like, be like Banthony Owens or something like that.
There you go.
See how that works?
So, fuck Bobby Valentine it up. Just put some glasses on. And we don't even know who you are.
Banthony Owens, then it'd be like B.O.
That works.
No, it doesn't.
I mean,
Kevin's saying you smell nice.
Oh.
I can come out with a deodorant line.
Oh, that's exactly what you should do.
You really should.
I'm always
actually
thinking marketing.
Holy fuck, that would be awesome.
That's a great idea.
What do we call the Anthony Bowens?
B.O. There's nitro cologne, there's B.O. deodorant.
There you go.
You get the irony.
And
of
you
that
can
name.
Fucking market it to wrestling yeah. fans. Done. Make sure you put on your B.O. before you go spend the whole fucking day at a wrestling show, you stinky
hey,
shits.
Hey, were the wrestling fans up in Alaska clean? Like, had they showered and put on, like, fresh clothes?
It's not Paris, it's not France. God.
Well, I'm just saying, maybe it was like...
No offense, friends.
He said they hadn't had wrestling up there in 15 years. Maybe this was a night out, like a more formal night out for people.
Was it shitty weather that night of the show?
No, the day of the show was beautiful.
Okay.
A couple days before, it was snow.
Was anyone wearing a Canadian tuxedo?
Like I am right now?
No.
I don't think the top is denim enough.
Okay, fair enough.
There was no Canadian tuxedo.
Did you buy those jeans with the rips in them, or did you put them there yourself?
Rips in them, but totally, when I put them on, my foot goes through it and totally kills it.
All right, so let's. I want to get back to this Leo Rush thing. So, rumor is he's got a lot of heat because he doesn't want to do the stuff that the new guys have to do. He doesn't want to carry people's luggage. He doesn't want to get coolers for the rooms. He's not making enough money. He has to go pay his way. It's just real, like, bitchy. He's just a fucking whiny.
Whoa!
No, he's a fucking whiny little kid.
You're asking our guest a question. He doesn't want your editorial.
No, I think he's just bringing it up to the room, and if Anthony wants to chime in, he can.
You don't deserve to be in the WWE. The WWE gives you a chance to be there. They say,
well, if you sign there, you apparently you deserve to be there.
Yeah, then hopefully they don't drop some fat loads on your head.
Like, you know,
just saying. What?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see what you were doing there.
Oh, you?
I don't.
Wow, really?
That took me a minute. I didn't know where you were going with that.
I'm still lost.
That's fine.
Not those kinds of fat loads.
Just because you're signed, to the WWE doesn't mean you deserve to be there.
I think he deserves a little more money. The money thing I could understand.
No.
If you get signed, how can you argue
they
that you don't deserve
to lock him up
to be there?
Because when you get signed, he, in my opinion, is the perfect example of somebody who stops working. He's there. He doesn't need to do anymore. He doesn't need to better himself.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to fit in with everybody. He doesn't want to be one of the boys. He's made it. He thinks he should be getting paid the same as Bobby Lashley. And I fucking hate Bobby Lashley. Everybody knows that. All right, he's on my top five list. Ken Dixon, Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, he's spewing,
the Pirate.
He's spewing fire.
The Pirate. I hate the Pirate.
I love the Pirate.
Fuck, someone else is on my list today.
Where we do his top five hated wrestlers of the week, because he always has every week he has an axe to grind with five different wrestlers.
Why don't you bring Ken in here and go face to face?
Ken would probably want money because that's what he wanted for a liner, and he's not getting a fucking dime out of me. So how's that going?
What you heard about me.
But you ain't getting out of enemy.
Exactly. I'm not going to start paying fucking people.
50 Cent reference tonight, too.
Attaboy.
I lost my fucking train of thought.
See, it happened to me, too.
Leo Rush, you were digging in to...
I had a golden question fucking, and I was pitching it, and all of a sudden I was like, where's the
ball?
Yeah,
but you never got it back.
No, I didn't. You're right. I didn't.
I'm not in it, so I don't know what's expected of people when it's expected of them. So I don't know what's expected of guys that just get called up or get signed.
I think getting a cooler for a room full of guys is kind of shitty. It's like,
I don't know what that means.
Everybody's luggage.
I agree.
Can't even carry your stomach up the stairs. That's everybody's luggage.
Bold face lie. I would carry anything. I would do whatever somebody asked me to do.
I agree. That's fair. Yeah.
Because that's how you earn respect.
And if he doesn't, Matt, I think you're 100% right in this situation. Again, I don't know what is expected of you, but if you're not doing what is expected of you, and someone who's been in the business for like 5-10 years tells you what's expected of you and you still don't do it,
when Mark Henry's
there's a
telling
problem
you,
there
when Mark Henry's telling you what you need to do and you're just blatantly ignoring him and walking away, you're done fucked up.
Yeah. I want to get Anthony's opinion real quick, but there was a post on Facebook, Louis and his kid
sweeping the
ring for Game Changer. And he's like, I've been in this business however many years, 40 years, whatever he's been in. He's like, teaching my kid the right way, and I'm never above helping out. And it's him and his kid with the two big booms sweeping up the ring. That's dedication. And that's where Leo Rush should be.
It doesn't take – look, I go to my one WrestlePro show a year, and I get – it's just my schedule works that way. But if I get the luxury to be backstage and do something at the end of the night, I'll carry some boards out from the ring to the ring truck. You know, I don't have to.
You know, Matt's greatest achievement in WrestlePro, by the way, getting socked in the face by Danny Moth.
Not my greatest achievement
in that follow brawl.
Yeah,
I knew exactly what you're talking about. In the face.
We made TV.
Same show. Not my biggest achievement, though.
Well, what was your biggest achievement?
Come on, man! Seeing the Rock and Roll Express's balls. That's
true, actually.
May be on my headstone when I die.
Here lies Matt, who saw Ricky and Robert's balls.
I would just have their balls etched into your tombstone for you.
I mean, they're not really burned like into my memory, but it was a thing where I was like, oh. Well,
like, you couldn't pick them out of a lineup, could
no,
you?
No, I couldn't sketch them.
Okay.
That's so funny. I could, like, freeball it. Like, they're from the South, so I could make them, like, real wrinkly.
Did Robert Gibson's one ball look the other way?
You know what?
I told this joke 8,000 times,
I know,
Tony.
It's funnier every time I tell it.
I didn't really get up in it, but...
But I'm sorry. Let's get Anthony's opinion on
his take
on
what,
about the balls.
What you've experienced and what your idea of professionalism is in a locker room.
I grew up playing baseball, as we discussed earlier. So there was always that if you're the new guy on the team, you're typically carrying the bucket of baseballs or something like that. I don't think it's hazing. It's just kind of earning your stripes wherever you are. And then as you work your way up, it's no different than at a job or something like that. You give all the work to the new intern to do, and then once they've earned their stripes, you give it to the next person. Just, you know, it's not a big deal.
Without naming names, have you ever witnessed that firsthand? Someone just not doing the right thing?
As far as...
Like, in terms of, you know, going into a new locker room for the first time, not...
Not playing ball.
Not playing ball, not shaking hands, not doing this and that.
In terms of a new person or like a star?
New person.
I mean, yeah, but sometimes there's people who haven't really been taught locker room etiquette. And, I don't know, they just don't know any better or don't have any kind of common sense. But
So is ignorance an excuse ever? Is not knowing an excuse?
I mean, it depends on the person. Like, I'm very laid back, and I don't care what you do as long as you're not bothering me in any kind of – like, if you walk past me and I'll shake my hand, I really don't. I don't care less.
Right.
But there's some people who take that very, very seriously, and I think you should be aware of that when you're walking into locker rooms. I think, like, from what I've seen, I don't know if it's necessarily, somebody who doesn't want to be respectful. I think a lot of times some of the younger guys think that it's they don't want to step out of place. Like, they feel weird going up to somebody that's established, like, thinking in their head, like, who the fuck am I
going to shake so-and-so's hand. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think that plays into it a bit. I don't know. From your experience, though, like, is it still the thing where people walk in and, like, they just go to everybody? Like, you know, even if you know the person or you don't know the person, like...
Well, if it's a new locker room, I always make sure to shake everybody's hand just in case. Because I know, again, some people really care about that. Others really don't give a shit. But I just keep that in mind every time I go new places. WrestlePro, we all see each other every day. So it kind of really doesn't matter anyway. We're a family. But I'm constantly aware of my surroundings wherever I go.
Cool.
Did I answer that?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yes, I think you did. You answered it very well. Sorry.
You have any other tidbits and notes you want to throw at Mr. Bowens?
I mean, I don't want to... There are some things I still like to talk about, but we have Anthony in the studio, so I'd like to maximize our time with him.
Okay.
You wouldn't mind talking about some current stuff, right? News and notes going on?
Whatever.
Well, how about we talk about some current stuff with Anthony Bowens?
Good call.
Capital Wrestling has been a spot for you. You've done some stuff with Wrestling Has It Tomorrow.
Yes.
What exactly? I could have done it a little better.
What?
No, like a Stone Cold.
What?
I think you want me to go Little John.
What?
That was good, Kev. I actually like that.
Okay.
That's not bad.
That's it's not my best.
No, it was pretty good. I liked it.
Why, you got a Little John in you?
No.
Oh. Who had a, someone had a good Little John. Anyway, go ahead.
All right, so You've expanded outside of the WrestlePro bubble. You've been working all over the place. Wrestling As of Tomorrow has a great reputation. They've been doing amazing things up there in New England area.
New Englandish, I guess.
Providence, Rhode Island.
We're all Rhode Island. We're done.
It's this place. It's not just me. It's this place.
It's this place.
Right. Capital Wrestling has been making music, making little murmurs down there in the Hoboken, Jersey City area. What have those experiences been like for you, especially Wrestling Has It Tomorrow? Because they were really one of the first to jump on that PCO train.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like that PCO Danny Moff stuff that they were doing up there in Wrestling Has It Tomorrow was amazing. What's that whole experience been like for you?
They're fun to work with, especially wrestling at that building. The venue is just incredible. It's always a good atmosphere, and you have the fans right up against the ring, which is always different. And then with Capital, I've been in a best of five series with Darius Carter, which has been so much fun. It feels good to be able to sink your teeth into like a storyline that the Capital Wrestling fans are into. And just Capital Wrestling in general, because every time you're there, you're cutting pre-match promos and post-match promos, and it's given me the opportunity to kind of really figure out the five to a player's verbiage and his mottos and all these kinds of different things that I may not have the opportunity to do elsewhere other than just, you know, being in the ring and wrestling a match. So Capital has definitely been a big help recently.
Yeah, Matthew Ryan Shapiro puts in a lot of time and effort into his product. Anywhere else that you're working that we didn't mention?
I've been doing some stuff with CZW and then Battle Club Pro. We're crowning the first heavyweight champion in June. And then I can't remember the other stuff off the top of my head, which is terrible. I should know my schedule.
With CZW, are you doing the Dojo Wars? Are you on the regular CZW roster?
I'm trying, I think, work my way towards that.
The Tournament of Death.
I'll pass on that.
No, do it, dude. That's how you get your name out there.
He's a model, bro.
I cannot cut up my skin for a wrestling match.
See, that's perfect. You take the weed whacker out, and before you use it on somebody, you give it the old Price is Right like this and spin around with it. And you fuck a bitch up.
Well, as long as it's not done to me, then maybe.
Well, yeah.
If you put it that way.
See, that's what they build up to. Like, nobody can touch you. And then finally, like, I don't know, Schlack or somebody like that gets you in the finals of the tournament. They just start carving you up.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to do that.
I'm just saying. What? Because that would be the payoff. Like, who?
But
like,
he doesn't want to do that.
But if he's an asshole and he runs through the tournament, he just fucks everybody up and nobody can get to him. And then finally somebody gets to him. That's big money. See, I know how to book.
All right. All right.
Well, maybe I'll do the tournament for you then.
That would
you
be
are
awesome.
Really into it.
And after the tournament, take a picture with Kevin for the cover of CZW magazine.
Do they have a magazine?
I hope so.
I know they're doing Tangled Web this weekend.
the CZW.
Do they fight? It's going to be intense. Stuff?
They have a. I think there's like a scaffold with the spider webs and the broken.
Ooh, sounds like right up your alley.
Like broken glass. I know Brandon Kirk is in it. Him and Masada. That's the match.
Oh Jesus Christ! Oh, they're going to murder each other.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that.
I don't know why you want to do that either. But hey, whatever, man.
Yeah. I don't judge. To each his own. If that's what you like doing.
I like
do
Brandon. I like Masada. Good people.
Yeah, they're cool dudes.
If you want to fucking do that, go nuts.
Go have a ball. I mean, I have enough scars on my body anyway, so.
All right. Is there stories behind those?
No, not really. I was born with a condition called hairy nevi, which is basically really big birthmarks. And if I didn't get them removed, they feared it would turn cancerous. So I had them removed when I was one or two, I want to say. And there was some sort of complication because there were supposed to be like little thin lines, but they turned out to be these like weird shark bite looking things.
All right. How old are you now?
28.
Fuck. I was going to say, I might know somebody who might be able to help you, but.
He got him done when he was one or two.
Doesn't matter.
It's a little late.
A little late.
No. See, when you have shit done to you when you're a kid, you have until you're 18. Plus, then the statute of limitations runs from.
Oh, to sue. Oh,
yeah, man.
Oh.
Could have been the 6-tool player. That 6-tool could have been money.
That's fucking Tony's favorite new guy, Shane McMahon.
Kevin's done.
That's out.
Kevin's out.
Look, I'm putting him in a tournament of death. The least I could do is help him out.
Entangled web.
Entangled web, whatever that is.
Hire this man.
See, when you said tangled web, I thought it was like a pit of spiders and like they just like fucking Spider-Man that shit.
I mean, that might be worse than what's.
That would be great. It's like spider web.
That would probably
just
happen in Japan.
Stuff?
It's something they would probably do.
Probably next to the shark tanks and stuff.
The piranhas.
I don't like spiders though. They fucking creep me out.
Sorry.
That's the point.
Well, you're not going to be in the tournament, Anthony is.
No, like, do you think
you're going to manage me?
Anthony, do you want to? You want me to manage you?
Yes.
I curse a lot.
Oh, my God. Doesn't that'd be matter. Awesome. Yeah, but CZW, who cares?
That means they want to see you go through the web and not me.
Oh, that's you would true. Take the big bump off the scaffold?
I mean, if there's
you
a
pay- and Janella off the truck, off the building.
If there's a payday involved, I'll think about it.
Who, you Ken Dixon?
I mean, if I'm... Good night, folks.
Kevin, yeah, it's not going to get any better than that.
Oh, boy. Do we have, Matt, what else do we have to talk about? Going
I mean,
homes?
I know we got a couple minutes left because it's we got to pull this train into the station. Woo-hoo. The fucking rant is on next.
The rant is on the rant.
I guess if you listen to that.
Really? Again, every week
you
we're
fucking
gonna do this?
Buried him last week.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you had a shovel. You and the Undertaker were digging a hole. Paul Bearer was like, oh, we're going to bury the rant. Yes.
Listen, I can only reach out to the Undertaker when I need help from beyond the grave.
So who do you help bury the bodies?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I don't bury anybody. I don't know
if
what
you were
going
to bury a body, who are you calling?
Probably Kevin.
Really?
What? Yeah.
What?
Because you'd be drunk, you wouldn't remember what you did, and that'd be good for the cops.
Yeah, but I probably wouldn't do
my
job.
Tony? I don't know.
But I probably wouldn't do the job well.
Yeah, but if we bury him somewhere in West Orange, nobody's going to find him anyway.
What about you, Anthony? If you're taking, if you're going to bury a body, who are you taking with you? Who's helping you?
I think I know the answer to this. It's one of two people.
I don't. Probably Michael.
No, you was, see, you can't
that,
do that.
That was one.
You can't
that,
do that.
No, I could, though.
No,
because
you can't put that on him, though, man.
I was going to say him or Wayward.
Yeah, but if they're in a relationship and they eventually get married, then Michael can't testify against him.
Only if they're married, though. I don't think it goes to, like, you know,
well,
like just
I plan on popping the question eventually, so.
Well, you see, you're putting him on the spot now, dude.
What?
Spoiler alert!
Oh, no, we went ring shopping on the Michael and
oh,
Anthony
thought,
YouTube channel.
I thought you meant you were going to ask him to help you bury a body.
I've already asked him. We've had the talk.
All right. Ooh. What about you? Are you burying any bodies?
No.
Not
I'm
one.
I'm a nice guy.
Kevin doesn't kill people.
No.
He only murders them with jokes.
That's not even an insult. That's actually a compliment because that's what you call it killing.
I see you are looking at the wall of fame, and there's no Anthony Bowens ape icon
yeah.
up there.
Yeah, I wish you would have told me. I was brought one.
That's my bad. I probably should
have
brought
it. Well, perfect one for you. Right there next to Davey Boy Jr.
Right there.
Where
how about we just cover
the fucking Fallen
Chris,
Angels used to be.
We just cover the Chris Payne one.
I knew you were
yeah, you know
say
we can get rid
that.
Of him. What a fucking putz he looks like. There.
That's a great wall. Look at this.
I know. Isn't it awesome?
Yeah, Rob
it's
Van
not
Dam.
It's not even all of them, is it?
BWO.
It's like an old Chrysler. The wood paneling and everything.
That's dope.
For once, for a little while, Tony would just take some of them down for fun.
What? Mix them up?
I fucking have no idea. One day,
because you wanted to put a TV on the wall.
Oh, right. What were you gonna do?
No, my wife actually got mad at me one day and she threw them all across the room.
Did she really?
Yeah, she did. That's why they weren't on the wall for a while.
You see the Cody Rhodes one? Shining Wizards will have to talk one day.
Never happened.
I mean, one day could be any day. So don't ever say never.
Oh, I'm saying never.
All right,
use your connections. Get them in.
Yeah.
Pat, yeah. MJF, Salt of the Earth.
MJF.
I like the way you think.
Yeah.
See? We might have to put you on salary
the payroll.
Yeah, hire me for head of marketing for the
they
Shining Wizards Network.
They smoke dope in the poor guy's car. They fucking put their bare asses on the windows. I hate that shit.
It's what, the
MJF I hate that
stuff?
Shit.
The
fucking MLW. Hey! Is it time to go home?
It's time to go.
It's already home. Time to go home. Goodness
I know.
That went fast.
Time
it
flies,
did,
man.
It really did.
Oh, I'm going home first, so nobody can steal mine.
It's probably mine.
We talked about MLW all day. We didn't get a chance to talk about the Von Erichs, by the way. They're,
The Viceland.
The Viceland. It was pretty good.
I haven't watched it yet.
I thought you were talking about them signing with MLW.
I fucking hate your face. I hate your ass.
Wow.
I hate your body.
Go ahead.
No, fuck it, dude.
Here, you can do my going home.
All right, here. You know what? I got something to add to the MLW.
Wait, did that mean you liked it at one point?
No, I... Who, him? Oh, his ass? I love his ass. I just hate it right
what?
Now.
I have no ass, dude.
That's why I like it.
All right.
I could smack it and it doesn't jiggle.
Feel it, so it's okay.
You'd really be in the Asian chicks then.
I am into Asian chicks.
Because I got an ass like this sheet of paper right here.
So do I.
There you go.
Really? Really? I'm doing my going home.
You're not. You're just scrolling through the same fucking story.
Can I tell you this? They're going to have a manager with them, Marshall and Ross Von Erich, who signed with MLW.
Who?
They're bringing the boot.
What boot?
They're bringing
Kerry Von Erich's boot?
Yeah, they're bringing the foot.
All right.
I'm afraid I've got some
fake news.
You are fake news.
Yes, the boot will be at MLW. Goddamn, motherfucker! All right, fine. There's your fake news for the night. Kevin, what's your story? Oh,
Kevin trounced every fake news you tried to
do. Yeah,
ruined
buddy.
Everything today.
And that's what we got.
And he shit on my liner.
I told you to play it again.
Oof.
Today would have been my favorite wrestler's 54th birthday.
Owen Hart. Ah! Matt, you're up.
Who we lost back in May of 1999.
Oh, fuck.
He was, I mean, obviously... here we go.
I
should have told you guys about this.
Owen Hart, thinking of Owen Hart.
Wait for it.
Thinking how he fell so far, and he hit so hard. Bad idea from the start. Yeah, we miss you, Owen Hart.
We love you, Jason Sines. Hope you're feeling better, buddy.
Yeah,
so
you want to tell him the
story?
Anthony
makes that face now. So Jason Sines is a comedian. We had him record that for Kevin's birthday.
No, we asked him to write a song for Kevin for his birthday. Told him Owen Hart's his favorite wrestler.
That is awful.
Wait for it. It gets better.
Oh, it gets
better. I
thought
it was just that.
No, it gets better.
In December, he started a job, and he fell through a skylight. And
this is true, by the way. This is 100% accurate.
He paralyzed himself.
Wait, what?
God. Yes.
Yeah, he was doing construction and fell through a roof. So it was Owen Hart.
It's karma.
It was Owen Hart, Aja Kong, karma. No, not Aja Kong. We love you, Jason Sines.
We do.
No, we love Jason. He's actually
Jason's
doing a lot better.
He sent us a message on Instagram.
Did he?
Yeah.
He's
what
walking?
Did he say?
He sent the Bret Hart commercial. Brett! I have no idea why.
That's awesome.
He just sent that to us.
I would love to talk to him.
No, Jason would completely be on board with us laughing at his tragedy.
Yeah, and then we put him at the top of Tony's Hill and just push him down. We'd be good.
Zing.
Yeah, so.
That's
he
terrible.
He's like an OJ in the end of Naked Gun.
Happy
he
birthday.
Into the field.
happy birthday.
I wish everyone had friends like you.
Owen Hart.
Matt, you got to go home. The rant's up next. Holy cow.
Going home last Tuesday night when I got home about midnight Wednesday.
About a midnight.
Technically Wednesday. Exactly midnight. Jon Moxley popped up on Twitter and he released his video.
Which is very cool.
It was fucking awesome.
I wouldn't say it was awesome. It was cool. I mean,
it was a fucking great video. And if you know anything about the Jon Moxley character, then you know that this thing has legs. And if he's going to show
like Jason
stop.
And if he's going to show up at Impact or AEW, which is what's being reported, I mean, this is great. And if he hits the indie scene, he shows up at WrestlePro, CZW would definitely welcome him home. Tournament of Death would be fucking great for him.
Yeah.
Great for him. That's how you sell tickets, dickhead.
Great.
Ring of Honor, I think it's awesome. I think it's awesome that he's not in the WWE anymore, and I'm excited to see what
first
future holds for Dean Ambrose.
First big name in a while to not be under that umbrella.
Yeah.
After many years.
It so is. We didn't cool. even get to talk about Japanese wrestling.
We didn't talk about CM Punk Super, making that appearance,
Super
we?
Juniors, we XFL.
Oh, did I ruin everything?
No,
no bro.
You didn't ruin anything at all.
No, it was a blast having you.
Absolutely, 100%.
David Starr won the Super Strong 16.
David Starr needs a razor.
Why, you so think he's...
Fucking like, hairy, dude.
Oh, pot kettle black. Jesus.
Hey, at least I groomed myself. I have my wife shear my back every couple of weeks.
That's gross.
Shave my back.
I mean,
actually, I'm talking about shaving my back.
Get the man groomer. It's on like an extension stick. You get all them areas. It's awesome. It's
oh,
awesome. We got going home music. We can play.
I was
going
to let the guest pick the going home music.
Yes, absolutely.
What song would you like to play as we end this show?
And of course, get your plugs out too.
Of course.
I got to think about the song, but for the plugs, you can find the 5-2 Pillar, Anthony Bowens, on social media, Twitter and Instagram at Bowens_official. You could find my YouTube channel, which is growing every single day with my boyfriend. That would be Michael and Anthony on YouTube. And also, don't forget to tune into Logo TV at 8 p.m. this Sunday for the 30th Annual GLAAD Media Awards, where you'll see yours truly, the 5-2 Pillar, Anthony Bowens, performing on stage.
Kathy Homer's last question. It just says, I love yours and Michael's YouTube channel. It's really cool. I guess that's a question.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you for always being one of the best fans ever.
I think they don't come better than her.
She's great.
She's the queen of the Shining Wizards.
Yep.
She absolutely is.
We're going to get her a crown.
Like a Burger King crown? Or
that's an even better idea.
All right. Anthony, what do you want to hear so we can...
You know what? There's a song that I'm obsessed with.
What's it called?
It's called The Pot by Tool.
All right.
All right. I thought for sure you were going to go with a Coheed.
I was going to, but
I think we
realized...
did Coheed the last time you were on the show.
Did we?
Maynard
I probably
not
did. Either that or Circus
Survive. For this.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Oh, that's a great song.
Wave your finger.
All right. We'll be back.
Oh,
next
I know
week.
This song. Bye.
Next Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. RantEMRadio.com. Special thanks again to the 5-2 Player.
Yay! Thanks for having me.
Mr. Anthony Bowens. You're welcome back anytime. We shoot the shit. Talk about wrestling and, I don't know, fucking feet. Gross. Fucking gross.
All right. Stay tuned for the rant, everybody.
Don't listen to the fucking rant.
Later.
Wow, hey, terrible. Hey, Ken Dixon.
Oh, my God.
Ken Dixon, fuck you.
Jesus.
What? That's how I ended the show the last 3 weeks.
Oh, boy.
Number one on my list, buddy.
Uncomfortableness.
Why? You ain't getting a dollar out of me. A fucking liner.